Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you.
And you heard that right here on the Ron Rex Show on live on BTR. The golden classic old days, the old music, the old tunes of yesterday. The songs you just don't hear anymore. But let's bring it back to old memory lane. Let's play this good old tune from our friend Joe Cocker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Cocker, let's go for Sunday.
Yes, yes, well, good afternoon. And it's, it's great to see you. Right. Do what you want, get your unkers out. This is called Let's Get Stoned. I'm gonna buy myself a little lift. You know I've been working so hard, yes, all day long. Everything I try to do, I know it always seems to turn out wrong. Yourself a taste. Oh, why don't you call your cool? Oh, no. And stop messing up the man's place. I say that you know how my friends, just take yourself a near man. In the last 2 weeks of my life in New York City, I was living on 8th Avenue in a crazy place for Lowe's Midtown Motor Inn. Oh, I thought I was going insane both day and night. Little wall set on my little bed in my spaceship. I'm listening to my radio. And a man keeps telling me all about. Oh, he said there's 350,000 little people all hanging out in one big piece of ground, son. Whoa, and I thought to myself, it's gonna come true someday. Hey, we get a little nearer that land, both day and night. So whether you turn around to your brother, your sister, your mother, your police officer, anybody else you want to talk to. Well, you got to say to your friend, let's go.
Okay. No, that's wrong.
Okay, I guess Ron's having some audio issues. Hi, everybody. George Sinzer of Firefox News Online here, and I don't know where Ron is. He was there for a moment, but apparently he's having some technical difficulties.
Sorry about that,
wait,
guys. I tried.
There he is.
I think.
Ron?
I think I'm back.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Hey.
I hear you.
All right, good. Yeah, I thought I could pull it off, but my cell phone would not allow it. Didn't want to merge the call. So,
well,
hey, how's everybody doing? How are you doing, George?
Oh, I'm doing all right, my friend. Doing all
right.
Just
right on,
another wonderful night in the lonely state of New York.
Yeah, well, it's a lonely country we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I heard you guys talking earlier about, the good topics of the day, and the one that I brought to my show tonight was the Supreme Court strikes down Obama's recess appointments. You guys talked about that a little bit. That is funny. I just found that very hilarious topic that we need to all, look at that, because it was illegal against the law. Now, what are they going to do about it? That's what I want to know. Now, you got how many more reasons is needed? How many times can you break the law and it's all right? You know? I'm going to have to base this on a case history. You know? Anybody's ever in trial, they can use every one of these stories, every one of these little scandals for, their final argument in the court case. You know? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I don't see... Man, I'm almost lost in this whole deal. You know, like, man, come on. How many times is this shit going to happen before somebody finally gets the program? You know?
You think that's bad? And look at what's happening in here in New York, up around by Aggie Mom there. She was talking about, she had brought it up near the end of the show, or at my side, about these, about 600 to 1,000 illegal alien children ranging in ages of 26 to 30, are going to be anywhere between the ages of 26 and 30, are going to be housed in what used to be a Walmart store. Over nearly 600 to 1,000 of them.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to see that Walmart's contributing to the recycling process.
No, but it's an empty. No, this is the store. This used to be the Walmart store. They emptied. They moved out of that store into their new superstore.
Super Center, the old Walmart
is empty, except for now they're getting ready to house 600 to 1,000 illegal immigrant children.
Well, they've had Chinese stacked up in Walmarts worldwide forever. Don't you ever feel like you're walking into China when you walk into a Walmart? I do. I felt like I just left the country. I've asked a greeter one time, do I get to give you my passport? Man, that's bullshit. How much is Walmart making off this?
Well, no, Walmart's not making anything off of it. They're not even involved in it. It's just the,
building?
It's an old empty Walmart store.
Right, but who owns it? Who owns the building?
Not Walmart.
That's,
they don't own it.
Okay, well, somebody does.
Well, whoever owns it's getting a good deal
they're
on it.
They're charged rent. They're charged rent per person. You betcha. Yeah. Importing and exporting business. What a business to be into. Biggie Mops is a private owner. Hey, shit. I'm going to consider that. I got 18 acres here. I'm kidding. Matter of fact, you know, Mike was talking about that, the bidding thing, too, on transport for this, you know? Wow. Be nice to have a fleet of buses, wouldn't it? Like Greyhound and big trailways, all the big companies will be jumping on that, guaranteed. And trust me, the buses that me and you could ride in, you know.
Ron, think about this too, okay? Like Mike pointed out with that that FBO site that where government contractors go to bid on contracts.
Right. They were
talking in that site. When you open up the PDF, it talks about how it's gonna. They're saying the numbers are around 65,000 they're going to be serving.
Well,
this is for and this is a transportation contract.
Yeah.
Okay, so 65,000 illegals being transported.
Right.
And it's a government contract. Our tax dollars at work, my friend.
But here's the funny part of this scenario, George. They're letting them come in. You know. Why should we have border guards? What's the sense in them? See what I mean?
It makes no sense to me because they're not.
It absolutely makes no sense, man.
Well, you know what the Border Patrol agents are actually doing. They're parking their vehicles at coffee shops and everything. All they're really there's nothing they can do. Their hands have been effectively tied.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Get rid of the border. That's it. You know? I mean, think about it. You get to sit at a coffee shop all day and get paid big government money for sitting around a coffee shop all day.
Exactly. Oh, and driving an SUV around once in a while, you know, just to make it look good.
You get to go play with it, you know, have a good time, go hunting and fishing, you know, shit like that. Go see your girlfriend, whatever, in a government vehicle at their expense. Because you get 10 years of nails, what are you going to do? Don't be bored out of your mind, dude.
It's crazy. You know that.
Yeah, it is.
We're dealing with a very corrupt government.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying, George. You know, as long as I've been into this political bullshit most of my life, you know, it can drive you nuts. I've seen the term judges crazy. You know what I mean? I've seen lawyers go nuts, you know, in this political world. It's another
I've been dealing with the political spectrum for the last 6.5 years on my show,
no
surprise.
Yeah. Right. It's far out, man. It's some weird shit. I mean, there's some really weird shit that's Matter of fact, what's that guy's name? Mike, damn it. He was into all this. He's a cop, too. Died, shot himself. Oh, shit. Oh, no. He had a video out, The Collapse or something like that.
I remember hearing about that, yeah. And then he ended up killing himself over this whole shit, too.
Yeah. What was his? I want to say Mike Malone. I'm trying to look for it.
But Ron, look. Let's look at the big picture here. Let's look at the big picture, my friend. What we're seeing happen by bringing all these illegal children, and they and their classification of children is between the ages of 26 and 30.
Right. Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
And they're calling them children? Really? Children?
Yeah. That there again don't make no sense.
But you see, this is the government's justification for doing what they're doing.
Right. Oh, I don't see how in common sense world that don't jive. You know, it's completely opposite. Hold on a second. Let me get my dog. I'll be right back.
But you know something. Here's what gets me. Okay. We live in a world that is so topsy turvy because of the way the government treats the citizenry. And yet nobody, those who voted for Obama, by the way, are the ones I'm referring to, nobody is fully getting the grasp of this. Oh, no, I shouldn't say all of them. No, there are some who voted for Obama that have actually woken up while the rest are still asleep at the switch. What's it going to take for this country to finally see this government for what it is, corrupt to the very core? And these illegals being brought in here? What is the insanity? And then of course what you put on your show title, Supreme Court strikes down Obama's recess appointments. Well, yeah, they had to.
Right.
Because Obama thought he could sneak them in.
Right. he didn't know what he was doing. Well, I didn't know that was the way it was.
Yeah, bullshit. Uh-huh.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's I'm getting to where it's getting so retarded I don't want to watch it no more, but you can't help it, you know? It's just—it's like a Jack in a Box, like a surprise. You remember Cracker Jacks, man? You know, the popcorn in the box, shit, you get a toy or whatever, little prize.
Yeah,
came out of the
secret toy surprise.
You didn't know what the
fuck
you're gonna get, right? That's when I watch the news or anything, man. That's what I feel like—another Cracker Jack box opening. You know, you don't know what the fuck you're gonna get in the news or anywhere else, or in this. Well, actually, up in D.C. Wow. That is crazy. That is just so insane. And it just keeps on coming. The hits keep coming. You can't miss it. Like, shit, man.
And people wonder why I'm going bald. Because I'm pulling my fucking hair out.
That's the thing, man. I just, you know, it gets stupider. Did you see in the news, I touched this one, this kid came up missing, they found him alive in the basement of his house. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I saw that story.
That's news. But Operation American Spring 8. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's like the story I saw about Obama kissing babies. That's news, but Operation America Spring is not.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. That just goes to show you who's in control of it. You know, explain your way out of that. That's why I see a charge. You know, people just don't see that. Grasp
well, that's because the mainstream media doesn't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, Ron. They don't want to see that shit.
No. Of course not. But we're ran by an insane asylum. That's why I'm looking at it. So
yeah,
if you want to go crazy, go to D.C. Yeah, get right out of there. Yeah. Get right in that country of District of Columbia. You know, that's, God. Is Danner like a, what do they call them damn things they play them on TV that are real popular? What, reality TV.
Yeah, back at one time when reality TV was popular, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Will Barry vetoed that bill. Watch tomorrow. Yeah. Jesus.
It's more, you know something? It's more like a fucking soap opera.
Yeah,
you heard of
exactly.
Soap opera As the World Turns back in the
You're
day?
Right.
Well, now it's
right.
as the Obama regime turns.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of As the Obama Regime Turns. Will President Obama, the dictator, do the insane thing and actually do the job right? Or will he screw us all over again? Tune in tomorrow.
yeah, it's the Obama regime term.
You like that, huh?
Obama's Days of Our Lives.
There you go.
I'll get the background music for that. Okay, there we go.
All Obama's children.
Let me see. Yeah, Obama's children.
I mean, come on. This is just nuts.
I'm looking for that theme song. I got to do it.
It's a fucking soap opera.
Yeah. Damn you, dude.
I'd hate to find out who the head writers are for that shit. But you gotta give it up. You gotta give Obama credit. At least he's consistent.
Here we go.
Consistently bad.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to play a theme song. 2 days of our lives. Here we go. That's all I can think of that.
You gotta laugh at the absurd, right? I mean, really.
See, what else can you do with it, George? You know, it ain't good. It's apparent that we can't fix these people. You know, we gotta do something. You know, sometimes you gotta break the monotony. That's the way I look at it, man. You know, we gotta turn into a joke or something. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's kind of become that so funny, so stupid and ignorant and retarded. It's funny. Wow. the theme songs of Days of Our Lives. Well, I hope everybody liked that, Days of Our Lives, tune. We will be playing As the World Turns next. Or As the Obama Regime Turns, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Oh, hey, wait a minute, George. Here we go. All right. All of our imported children.
Yeah, a twist on the soap opera All My Children. It's now all of Obama's children.
My other favorite one was Generic Hospital. Generic Hospital. Oh, God, matter of fact, there's a little bit another tidbit of news I had passed out to me today. There is bullshit coming down the pipe. I don't know exactly what the bill is or what it is, but they're going to stop letting you buy the cheap shit medicine anymore. You have to buy the high dollar good shit. So no more of that shit. Generic. They're going to cut out generics. Generic medication.
Oh, great. There goes my medical expenses.
Yeah. Can you imagine
through
the
roof
again. Insurance companies thinking right now, you know, well, we thought we were going to be stealing money from all these son of a bitches, but shit. Look at the price of the juice we have to keep to feed them while they're alive. You know? Yeah. Wow. If that happens, boy, that's going to be costly into the state programs and all the other programs. And the price of fuel is going up more, so that means the cost of material goes up. Nope. Boosh! Boom! The big bubble burst. Yeah. They're popping. And you all know we're in another bubble. Oh, maybe the last bubble. I hate to say that. But it looks like it to me. But I could be needing help, too. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know where my co-host is at tonight. She's on your show earlier. Once she fell asleep.
Yeah, I know. She was there, and now she's not here. Well, that's kind of like when your system went belly up on you that night, and she was here, but you weren't here, and now it's your turn to be here, and she's not.
Well, where did
Antoinette go? Oh, where can she be?
I say I give it another shot and try to get her on here. What the hell? If I get disconnected, I'll be right back. I'll get back in, I think. Please let me back in.
Yeah, it's like that old song. Oh, where did Antoinette go? Oh, where can she be? Paging Antoinette. We're looking for you. Yes, I know what the problem is. It's because, just a minute. Yeah, what do you want, floppy ears?
Hang on a second. Well,
pardon me, Doc, but you think maybe Antoinette fell asleep?
No, I don't think she fell asleep.
Well, I think so, Doc. It's either that or she didn't have enough carrots.
Go away. It's just that simple.
Okay, can you hear me, George?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Oh, it didn't seem to work out. I don't.
Yeah, you're still with us. And... well, let's see. You know, and here's the surprising thing. There's only, aside from yourself, there's only five of us here. You only got five people, not counting yourself. This is not fun.
Where is everybody? What, did they fall asleep at the switch again?
I know what we need. We need golf dogs to call in and join and make it really interesting. Come on, golf dogs. Dial them digits. Go ahead. Yeah. Get golf dogs in here. I hope. Maybe. Still there, Ron? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think Ron disappeared on me.
While we're waiting for Ron to return, did you know that there are at least three ways the government can screw you over? The first way, raising your taxes. The second way, lying to you consistently with no hope of remorse. And, of course, the last way, bringing illegal alien children in to stay in an old abandoned Walmart while all the time being transported by the federal government at the taxpayer's expense. Now, if that's not crazy for you, here's another crazy idea. He doesn't care.
All right, I'm back.
There he is.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, man. I don't know why it ain't working. I don't get it. I got a voicemail. But she'll see where I had called her. I think that was her cell phone. I can't remember. Hmm. Anyway, all right. Let's see. We have another caller on the line. Hello, 214. How are you sitting?
Gunslinger.
Yeah. That's what I thought. We're gun.
Gun, are you there? Well, I hear Gigi.
No, I think that's my gun here in the background.
I'm here. I was just shaving, unless you want to hear a buzzing of a shaver.
I did that earlier myself, man. I got the old blade out. Knocked it down, knocked the weed down a little bit. Uh-oh, I got a call. Coming in. Oh, okay, here we go. Listen, control this internet.
So anyway, hey, Gunn, so what do you think about that old Walmart being used to house, soon to be housing, illegal alien children aging in ranges from 26 to 30, and around the number of, oh, say, 600 to 1,000 of them? Uh-oh. Did we lose Gunslinger, too?
All right, that was the boss pleasure. She'll be here in a minute. She was sleeping. Fell asleep behind the wheel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I told her she's on the air. I said, you're on the air right now. I said, what? Buddy? Now say hello to everybody. Oh, man. You know me. I'm crazy. I gotta do this show. Be on BTR, you had to be a nutcase. You gotta be certified and have a piece of paper with a state seal on it. So you're certified.
Wait a minute. I've been on the air for 6.5 years, and I'm just perfectly fine.
Well,
I'm fine.
It's all right. It's okay.
As long as I take my medication, I'm fine.
Yeah. I'm going to start as BTRA, BTR Anonymous. This 3,000-step program will help you.
Let me put mind at ease on something. It's not a 1,300 step. It's 12 steps that they should be following. See, step one, admitting that they were powerless over BTR and that their lives were made incredibly insane.
Mm-hmm.
because of it.
Well,
then there's the second
too.
Step, came to believe that a power greater than BTR could restore us to sanity.
I don't
or insanity, so. Depending on how you look at it. And then the third step is made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of BTR as we understood it, I think. So the first three steps kind of make it interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's always rough in the beginning, you know, to you know, work into it. I would look at it like this. I'd be at a meeting, you know, I'd be at a meeting, and I would say, yes, my name is Ron, and I'm a BTR-aholic. It started when I was young. I was minding my own business, and I was in school, and I was flipping around on these on the internet, not doing my work, going against the will of the school and the machine and the establishment. I wouldn't go by that, so I went flipping around and found this thing called BTR, and I heard these people talking, and they were telling me all kinds of crazy stuff, but I looked into it, and it was true. And now I can't get away from the power of it. It sucks me in like a vortex. And I just can't kick it, man. I'm upset. Can't kick it. Well, it's got control of life. If you get to the world, float away. I try to kick it. I try to kick it. Keep calling it. Run. Run. You know, that's okay. I'm coming. Yes.
Well, you know, if you know, they're going to open up. They're, eventually, the government could open up a rehab for people like us.
Hey,
yeah.
There could be a foundation through this. You know that? Hey, think about it. Yeah, launder money through the foundation. All the rest of them do it. Yeah. That's the way to do it. Open a foundation and launder your money through it. Why pay taxes when you don't have to? The Millionaire's Kit. It's seen on TV. You see somebody put a book out like to how the rich people fuck over tax people. You know? And if you call now, when the first 100 callers, you get a second edition free. Just pay second shipping and end league. Operator standing by. Have your credit card ready. Sorry, no refunds, no CODs. So, yeah. Well, we got a lot of people in the chat room. We all got to calm down. We got Iggy Mom, of course, George, Firefox News Online, Golf Dogs, and Supernatural Radio. Right on, old veterans of the war of the BTR world, the battle zone. Yeah. It's, I don't know, I don't have no trolls. Do I got to say it three times? Troll, troll, troll. And they'll start coming. Okay.
Where are the trolls, trolls, trolls? Where are the trolls, trolls, trolls? Where
yeah,
are
I mean,
the trolls? Come on and troll.
Have
we're
been
waiting for you.
To quit doing that stupid shit? Have I finally talked some sense to them, idiots? Oh, my God. I like talking to them, George. I do. I don't, you know, they run around on their book. I'm like, man, come on, fuck, please. You know, get real, man, you know? Where are you going with this? What does it prove? What do you mean? Well, you know, think of, you know, take your bullshit and help with the cause of the problems going on in your life. That's coming. You know, shit. Children, children, children. What do you do?
And I do believe Antoinette is here.
Really? No.
Yeah, look at your chat room. The co-host has arrived.
Uh oh. Uh-oh. Now what, the chat room fill up? She drags all these people.
Yes, yes. We want the trolls. We want the trolls. Where are the
trolls?
Yeah,
we said trolls. We've got to answer that. Now, come on, what's the deal with that? She's going to kick my ass, watch. She's going to kick my ass.
She's going to get mad at me for doing... We're doing the troll song here, you know.
But I said it three times and she popped up. That ain't cool, man. Beetlejuice, you know. Shit. Oh, God, I'm a terrible host.
Oh, this could be embarrassing. Where are the trolls?
Oh, Jesus. Do you know, I got something to tell you, George. I seen the actual statue of Pi on the Mississippi River out of Chester, Illinois. All right? Chester, Illinois. It's the home of Menard Correctional Center, the Pit. It's a very old prison, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the, you know, it sits along the Mississippi River. And there's a bridge that goes from the Mississippi River from Illinois to Missouri. And there's a statue of Popeye, because that's where Popeye came from. Some guy, a cartoonist there that lived in Chester, Illinois, this guy who wrote the cartoon Popeye, all right? And, you know, they had a statue. You know, that statue, he's made out of brass. He's, you know, he's a cool-looking, you know, thing on a, set on a pedestal, all that, you know, marble pedestal. It's really cool. Well, some kids thought it'd be funny to go take a hacksaw and cut off his corncob pipe. And they caught him, all right? And the kid got 15 years for that in prison for cutting off that pipe. A dead of pipe, yes. But cut off his pipe. Yep. But the pipe's back. This pipe, they got fixed, you know. They fixed him. But, yeah, I couldn't believe that. I said, I'll be damned. What kids will do, how stupid could you be? So, you know, I don't get it. But it was neat to see that, though. You know, pretty neat thing. I think I had some pictures of it somewhere. I had, what was that? That was four digital cameras. Oh, my God. An old Polaroid. remember the old Polaroid? Yep.
I remember all too well. I actually still have a Polaroid 600 instant camera.
Really?
And
what do they call it? A land camera? Polaroid 600 land camera, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Built-in flash and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it, my mother and my father both got one. And then I decided to get one, right? Well, the one my father had, you actually had to get the flash cubes for. And there was like four or five cubes on a single block, right? My mother and I got the one with its own self-contained case, right? My father turns around and looks at me and says, copycat. And I'm like, no, I'm not a copycat. Mom got hers first. I liked it. I didn't want to borrow hers all the time, so I went and got my own. And he goes, but you're still a copycat because you got the same one your mother got. And I'm like, okay, but look at hers and look at mine. Hers is more rounded. Mine's pretty much a square box.
Right.
And he goes,
right.
Oh, yeah, so you're not a copycat. Right. But it was the same film cartridge that the other that
right.
I used.
Right. Well, you remember the old Kodak, you had to pull it out the side of it. You know, in a film, you had to sit for a while, you peel it apart. Remember those? The very first?
Yeah, my father had two of those. One, you open up the piece, and then you had to pull out the lens.
Right.
And when you
Hello, everyone.
It's Antoinette.
Yes, I didn't want to just interrupt y'all's conversation. Hello.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you also. I had a rough day. Y'all
it is morning in your area.
Yes, it is. It's 12:52 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You need to rest. That's all right.
And I pulled my back out today. I was pulling weeds.
Oh,
and then on top of it, I still cook dinner, which is rare anymore because I don't cook that often.
Right.
Okay, so I'm glad you called and woke me up because I still got to put away the food.
Oh, shit. Lovely. Still got to go through that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, my.
Yeah, but hello, everyone. Give me a few minutes, and I'll wake up.
You got the coffee in there? You got the coffee going?
No, I'm going to do it. Look, you called and said, I tied you into the show, so I was like, oh, my goodness, let me call into the show. And I, look, the only thing I did was set up and smoked a cigarette.
I was trying to call you while you were asleep. I figured you might have fell asleep. You might have been tired. So I figured, okay, she must have had a rough one today. So, I didn't know. I was just going to call in, see if you're all right. And I was just going to merge into the show at the same time. But I didn't do that. It didn't work out. I lost connection twice. I recalled the show.
So, oh, okay.
So,
wow, that'll do it.
Yeah.
But hello, everyone. Forgive me for my tardiness, please.
No problem.
Right.
I mean, it's okay there, Antoinette, because I'm gonna get ready to go to What's the Matter You in the morning.
Oh, my.
Will you get those antlers out of my face? How am I supposed to see the chat room with those things in my with that thing in my face here? Get back. Oh, but George, you know I got to do this.
Well, what are you going to do?
Hey, Antoinette. Hey, Ron. Why don't you pull a rabbit out of George's hat? Nothing up his sleeve. Presto.
Ripped my shirt.
Ooh.
Hey, Antoinette.
Yes.
Antoinette. I'm going to send a link in the chat room for you. I want you to check these girls out. See what you think. It's heavy rock music, but you need to watch this. Just don't crank it up. There is some talent, real good talent.
Okay.
When you get a chance, you got to do it right this very minute.
Oh, I don't have to do it right this second. Okay.
No.
Toxicity.
No.
System down. Hey, George.
Hey, yes.
Can you do that again, but instead of saying pulling a rabbit out of your hat, can you say, hey, Ron, Antoinette, can you pull a show out of that?
Shit.
Well, I'll tell you what there
you
is.
You know,
what?
Here's
we'll
the Daily News. Can you pull a show out of that? Can you make that? We can play that for her.
Well, okay. Hey, Ron, why don't we pull a show out of the hat? Nothing up your sleeve? Presto!
Yeah.
You ripped everybody's shirt sleeves. Bullwinkle, that's not what you're supposed to do.
No, we're opening up everybody's brains, making people think.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to tear everybody's shirt sleeves.
Yeah, I like shirt sleeves, though, but we want to make people think.
Oh, well, in that case, George, we better work on this tomorrow.
Yes, Bullwinkle, we'll work on it tomorrow. Now get away from me!
Look, isn't he a grouch?
No, he's a lovely person to be with.
You know, I don't
George,
remember
one of my neighbors
is
a truck driver, and his wife is upset with him today.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, so I played her your song, George. And at first she was saying, oh, yeah, because she was all upset with her husband. She's like, let him hear. Then when it got to the part where I bet your wife's an a-hole, too, then she changed her mind.
I have the song on my new cell phone, okay? And I was in town earlier today, and I was in the bank because I needed to check on something at the bank, right? So I'm in there, I'm filling around, and this guy and his wife both bump into me at the same time. The husband on the right and the wife on the left. And I'm like, okay. And I hit the play button and it sounded off with the song. And everybody in the whole damn stinking bank cracked up laughing, including the two people who bumped into me. So the guy comes over to me and says, sir, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to bump into you like that. We were just in a hurry because we thought the bank was closing. I said, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not closing yet.
slow down, take a breath, take a chill pill, relax, you know? And he's and the song is still playing, right? And he goes, oh, and can you do me a favor? If I give you my email address, can you send me that? I like that. I want to play that for my boss.
I told you, that's a great song.
I go, you want to play it for your boss? He goes, yeah, I've been trying to get fired from this job for the last 10 years. But he fired me. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Here's an idea. Never mind the song. Forget the song. Don't play the song for him. Here's what you do. You walk into his office, and you say, Mr. So-and-so, I've been working here for 10 years, and you won't let me go. So here's the only thing I have to say about that. Turn your back to him, drop your britches, and show him the moon. And tell him,
oh, my goodness.
Now, are you going to fire me or not? He goes, no, nah, I can't do that to him. He's gay.
Oh, my. See, now the only thing I was thinking of was, okay, now you're going to have him arrested for indecent exposure.
Well, then you don't walk in here singing this kind of song, all right? Listen here. Take this job and shut it. I ain't working here no more. Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah, that'd
be a bad song to say, shove it. Don't shove it. Yeah, take this job and shut it.
See, on my show, I can't get away with any of this stuff because it's too serious a show. But here, we can get away with a lot of things. Well, within reason, I think.
Well, yeah. But we're a very serious show, too, George. We're seriously crazy. Seriously.
Oh, is that what it
now,
is?
No, Ron is seriously crazy.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ron is what balances me out so that I'm not so serious, because I'm generally the one who's very serious. And
yes. But I'm serious, too. I just like to put I like to break the monotony up a little bit in this fucked up world we live in. That's all I want to do, you know? I mean, I'm more of a peaceful person. I believe in peace and happiness. And like the dude on there last night, my brothers and sisters and father-in-laws and mother-in-laws and cousins and uncles and brothers and sisters and, yeah, you know, I'm not what you call a hippie. What was that one guy last night talking, the Marine guy, you know?
Oh,
Mike.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, where's Mike at tonight? He was on drugs, so I figured he'd hop over here. But Kilroy is not y'all.
No, Kilroy is here. And how much you want that on your phone line, too?
When I speak, see what happens? I don't get it. Antoinette, listen to me. I knew you were going to get mad. You probably would kick me, so I got to tell you this. All right, earlier we were talking about there weren't many people in here online, stuff like that. So, look, we're calling for trolls, all right? I mean, George is calling for trolls. And, I said troll three times, like Beetlejuice, you know? And you popped up.
Who did? Me.
You did. Yes.
You neglected to say you called and woke me up.
Well, I know that, but
he didn't tell us that.
I'm
the troll, huh?
No, ma'am.
Well, Antoinette, don't yell at Ron too much because I'm kind of guilty too because I sat here and I went, where are the trolls, trolls, trolls? Where are the trolls, trolls, trolls? Come on and join us. Where are the trolls? So I'm just as guilty as Ron, I'm afraid.
Right after that. I'm sorry.
Me too. I apologize. I'm sorry.
But it was funny for the moment. But now I said, I talked about Kilroy, and bam, here he is. I imagine what he's saying. He's probably, that music he plays is pretty neat, too. I can't remember, is it Arabic, Greek Arabic? I don't know, whoever it is. Let's bring him on, see how he's doing.
The belly
dance
stuff.
Hey, what's happening? The belly
Hello.
Dance.
Right.
Hello, Mike. Oh. How are you?
Oh, doing fine tonight. Yeah, glad to see you guys here. You guys were so quiet during George's show.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep.
I
woke up still listening to George. I was still listening to her show. I wasn't on the line.
The Stooges. You got to love the Stooges.
Yes, I They were funny. I used to like them.
Yep. Oh, look, a duck.
No, no, no.
Oh, man. No.
Boiling cheese, boiling cheese.
Excuse me.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
So what was the topic for tonight?
Should McDonald's downsize the Big Mac to one patty?
Government cutbacks.
Okay,
I knew
you're
it.
You're just not right. Who eats at McDonald's?
And what exactly did the king say about this? I want to know what Burger King had to say about that. Did they interview him?
He said, I will wait till there's a recess and I will appoint it.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't that something that happened with, oh, boy, I had so much email today and I was looking at so much stuff that I don't remember what I looked at. And plus, I'm just waking up, y'all.
Waking up? Oh, you must have had a long day.
No, I was pulling weeds.
Oh, that's not fun.
You guys, I got to record. I mean, I'm uploading
it. It had to be done.
It's out in the studio. But I have got a recording we did on a song. You remember the song Godzilla? Remember the song Godzilla?
Yeah, vaguely.
Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Go, go, Godzilla. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Remember that song? Well, we redid it. Me and a couple buddies of mine were sitting there playing, and it for some reason it popped in my brain. It don't sit still. And that song popped in my head, and I started playing it, and I said, you know, Obama. Anyway, I'll have to get it here, load it up. There goes Tokyo.
Bless you.
Obama. Yeah.
Boy, he's going to need some songs named after him if this stuff keeps up with what's going on with him. George,
did
you hear some of those articles George was reading off with the court,
I'm
the Supreme
sorry,
Court?
I didn't hear a thing. I am truly,
Antoinette
truly
was reading the inside of her eyelids.
Yeah, Antoinette didn't see or hear a thing.
In 3D.
Oh, man.
The topic tonight was the Supreme Court strikes down Obama's recess appointments. Bottom things as well. This don't change a damn thing. The ones he puts in still get to keep the job. It's just a slap on the hand. If we, the people, did this, we would get life. I guess he doesn't need to play by their rule. He'd play by their rule book.
It all depends on what your life sentence is.
The rule book.
His life sentence is different than our life sentence.
Right, and I put in, dear sir, it's got to be 10-day recess, not a 3-day one, LOL. I don't know about this one, so if you call in and let me know, LOL, it's got to get better than this.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's illegal what he did. He broke the law. They can't be at least 10 days in recess before he can see something like that.
Oh, my.
It just came out today. It's fresh off the griddle.
Off the
today's
griddle,
special
huh?
is. Yeah, today's special is. Open-faced beef with Mexican gravy and corn. It should really be peas, I think. Yeah, peas would go better with that.
Both of them are starch. Peas and corn are starch.
Well, sure. Got to be starchy. Mm. Want to be, you know, nice and straight, starched out. Yeah, so, I mean, and it's okay. You can do it. And the people who got a point, you get to keep them jobs. They don't lose their jobs over this. They should. But ain't that some nice way to play business?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Mm. Who's that?
Oh, Lord.
Mike, did you get to see that link I put in the chat room earlier?
Could you put it back in for me, please?
Yeah,
tonight? No, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me get over there. Hold on. YouTube?
It'll be
YouTube. Oh, is that with the girls? Did you have with
yes.
the girls? Okay.
System of a Down. Look at that one.
Susan's gonna go down.
Watch these girls, they're good.
Wow. Put a bass player with that.
Yep. Not bad, is it?
I don't see any Marshall stacks. Yeah, they're really good. I don't see mics on the drums. What's going on here? I don't see overhead. I don't see... What's going on with this?
Well, they could have built-ins. It's good, you know.
Put condensers installed and they just plug them in?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean, I'm used to seeing guys with something in the kick, you know what I mean?
Right. Mike, I got some that solid state built into the... the shell pack.
Yeah.
But I also have the ones to clip onto and the boom mics. I got tons and tons and tons and tons of mics. I got mics I didn't remember I had, you know what I mean?
Right. No, but I mean, I'm looking at even her kit, and I don't see wires coming off it. Only on the left side, it looks like one shotgun or something.
Well, they're in a studio, so I can't tell if she's in a box or not.
No, I can't either.
Don't shoot, no. I've seen handrail and stuff like that. But you can see her, you know, when she's playing the drums, you can see that she's right. But,
I forget the name of the band. The buddy of mine, he was the chief engineer at United Western in Hollywood. And he told me one night they were up all night. You can imagine how that session was going. And there was a hard rock band, famous. I don't remember who the hell was now. And the lead guitarist climbed up on top of his Marshall stack, and he was in the middle of a solo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're in the control room, and they're watching this, and the tape's rolling, man. And this guitarist wailing away, just, and everybody, these guys are higher than a kite. And the guitarist is taking his solo, and he leaned back, and all of a sudden... he stopped playing, and he looked straight at the control room with terror in his eyes, and the whole stack with him on top of it went backwards and just bam.
That's good.
He said that ended that ended the recording for that night. Yep, they had to pick him up and dust him off, and it didn't go. Shit.
Man, I had a shoestring one time hang up on a pedal, you know.
Oh, no.
I was getting up off the kit, and fucker hit tied good on it. Panic, you know, poosh, I went down. Took my ankle.
No.
Fuck.
Oh,
we got another hour of show to go, man. And I got a drum solo in the middle of this. Like, oh my God. I pulled off and I was hurting something. Lost my buzz. It was terrible.
Oh man.
So, I made it through it, but man, I wasn't happy no more.
No.
This wouldn't go away. It just got hurt. And the more I pumped, the more it hurt, you know. So, yeah.
That was good. Those girls are good. I hope they make some money with it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do a contact thing for these things. And we'll check them out. I'll hear them live, see what they sound like. I don't know who they are. I mean, I've never seen it. Somebody sent it to me. Said, you look at these.
Yeah, you know what those,
what's that
TV show with, is it America's Got Talent, where they've got the Heidi, what's her name, and Howie, the one who doesn't want to touch any germs.
Right, Howie Mandel.
Yeah, Howie Mandel. And the other night, at least my wife had it on, and they've got some good acts that are coming on. There's some surprising ones.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these little kids, there was one girl that belted out a tune the other night. Looking at her for her size, she was 12.
Right.
It's like, you know, really is some talent out there.
Well, there was one, not to speak as drummer or something, you lamb, but this one kid was playing with his dad. The kid was a drummer, his dad was a guitar player, so his dad kind of sucked. And they did their audition, you know, the first try.
Yep.
And the judges said, well, you get rid of your dad, you're dead, man. So the next time he came back, he played without his dad, and he just took over. You know, he was real good. I think he's like maybe 8, 9 years old, you know, he was good. be crooked. So, you know. Yeah.
Well, there is some out there.
Right. Right. No, I don't have no bands on YouTube. I don't do that.
Cog's on. I see Cog. He says, what the fuck, over? He's in there. He's open up. Did you open his mic? Hi, Cog.
He's not in on the board.
Oh, he's on. I can see him in the chat room.
Oh, well, he's not on the board.
Oh, okay. He's not on the phone.
No.
He's probably listening
call
to
us. Call in.
You gotta
call in.
Well, you
got everybody. I don't know your number to call you.
Golf Dogs is in there. Iggy Mom.
Yeah. George.
Yes.
See, George is here. I'm here. I think I'm here.
I'm here. I didn't go very far. I just had to go hit the head.
Where am I at? Who are you? What?
I had to hit the lavatory, the latrine.
I do, too. I've had it tied in a knot, man. Because, you know, I just can't get away from the microphone long enough.
Well, I don't think I can tie up the other end in a knot. That's for damn sure.
Well, it ain't long enough to make it to the door, so that ain't going to help out. I can only get halfway there. Okay.
No comment.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
I figure like this, it's safer if I stay right with him on that one.
You know what time it is, don't you? After midnight, it's troll time on the Ron Ruck Show live on BTR.
Yeah, where are they tonight?
Oh, wait a minute. It's 1:15. They've got to be out by now.
Yeah, I know. They're late tonight. They're late.
Where
they
are the
really
trolls, trolls, trolls?
Trolling down the river. Trolling, trolling, trolling down the
trolling
river.
Trolling down the river.
I guess they've given up on us. Yeah. You know what they probably have said about
us? I contain Turner.
They're upset about the Supreme Court ruling. That's it. They're all hiding.
They're all crying.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe you did it. Why don't Bobby do that, man?
You know what you should have done? You should have, instead of putting the Supreme Court strikes down Obama's recess appointments,
uh-huh.
Should have said, hey, where are my trolls at?
Yeah, I need to put an ad in Craigslist.
No, not Craigslist. No, not Craigslist. Try Angie's List.
Yeah, I want the supreme perfect trolls. Absolutely perfect and honest. BTR font change.
Yeah, the form.
No more links to
the webpage. The format of the websites, the pages again.
Do what now?
BTR, if you go to your main page, they change the way it looks again.
They're bored.
And I noticed when people disconnected from the phone line,
uh-huh.
Used to be that where you saw the so-and-so disconnected, and that blue window dropped down over everything.
Right.
Now
right.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
that.
I just seen that.
Oh,
yeah,
now you get
an
okay, you can close it.
Yeah.
Good.
When you went out before, it's kind of wild. I said, well, there you can get to it now. Now, I wonder if they corrected the check room problem, you know.
I don't
it
know.
Dies at overtime. I don't know either.
Oh,
wait,
I doubt
I'm going to take a little break for a minute. Y'all just keep, commerce amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ron Reck is pausing for station identification, or in this case, a bathroom break.
Keep going, George. I'm giving you background music.
Hey, listen, on my show, you get background music. Only because, well, I can. And besides, I've got hundreds of background instrumentals that I can use at my disposal. I even have one that sounds like something out of the old 1950s commercials. I use that once in a while when I'm really bored. Or when I just have no plausible reason to pick anything else.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how it goes anyway. I'll have to check with my executive producer. Hey, executive producer. Yeah, what do you want? All that music that we use, it's kosher, it's copacetic, it's cool, right? Yeah, it is. What's the matter with you? This is a recording. Beep. I give up. I'm firing that guy. What's your name? George Sinzer. That's my name. Really? Yeah. Well, then go to hell, bitch. You can't fire yourself. So there. I haven't taken my... By the way, I haven't... If you haven't noticed, I haven't taken the medicine yet.
What's that? Huh?
I said, Golf Dog said... Hillbilly rat.
Yeah, I left. I had to go use the bathroom. And man, you don't know how good that feels.
Hillbilly rap? Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer who's barely could stand. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the gallons came a bubbling damn crude. Coil, bitch. Oil,
oh,
that
my.
It is. That ugly gold. You know, that Texas tea stuff. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
No, we didn't hear you. Sorry.
I found a wonderful explanation that I think you guys would enjoy seeing. See the link? I just put it in the room. Abbott and Costello explain Obama's stimulus plan. It's pretty cool. I'm glad to see they're digging into some of the older Hollywood types, and they're using them and layering them instead of some of the newer.
Because,
Jesus Christ, I'll tell you what, I don't know some of these new actors. I don't know the new singers, the bands. I don't know. Not that Abbott and Costello were super well-known when I was a kid, but I knew them.
Yeah.
But some of these actors, they get out here today, and I just don't know them.
Excuse me, sorry.
Bless
you. God bless you, yeah.
Barack Obama song, two thrift shops. Oh, my goodness.
Who was rapping? Roll Tide just said, don't rap again. Old Jed would be ashamed. Would be shame.
I mean, Golf Dog said that.
Oh, it says Roll Tide.
Oh, was it Roll Tide? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, excuse me. My son is talking to me. Oh, Roll Tide said it was him. I'm sorry, Roll Tide. And he said, please never rap again. Oh, Jed.
So, guys, what's the real weirdest news that you've heard of from this month? What's the weirdest news report?
The weirdest or the saddest?
Weirdest, strangest, most bizarre, funny and bizarre. And, like, you just hear it, and it's like, you got to be kidding me.
And that would be the one that I think is the saddest.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Where they're over in court in Brussels over the European rules hunting naked children for fun.
Yeah, that's bizarre. That's like evil bizarre.
And doing, you know, more and more research on it, and more and more stuff is coming out on it. And Tony Fett.
Ron Reck playing the Days of Our Lives theme.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, I was trying to load a song. I'm sorry. That played on air. I'm sorry.
You're trying to load up a song?
No, I'm trying to I'm trying to transfer this over to a file. Sorry about that. My fault, my bad. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, he was asking about the weirdest one, and you know, so now they're this is involving folks and CIA members and everything else, all of these head leaders over these different European countries and stuff, and it's just, that just infuriates me and everything.
I saw a bizarre one about, you know, they're talking about all these selfies that the kids are taking and how some people are dying in car accidents. Two Iranian girls in a car crash taking a video of themselves. And another girl in North Carolina died behind the wheel of the car, you know, photographing herself. There was another, two more girls that, one girl was supposed to get married and she was killed. I remember seeing that on the news the other day. But this other kid, this wacko, over in Europe, I mean, you know, okay, it's a weird story, but the kid was embarrassed, and now a lot of the, I've seen it come up quite a bit. It was in ArtNet News. It was I don't know how you describe this. It was a piece of art that some South American, was it, artist made of a lady's private parts, and it's oversized. And this American exchange student thought he'd be a comedian and climb in there and do a selfie or have somebody take a picture of him in it, and he got stuck in it.
Well, that's
what?
I know it sounds weird, but the fire department and everything, the fire department had to come to get him out, and here, I just gave you the link. It's like, I don't know how you'd file that under, you've got to be kidding me. Now, you know that everybody over in Europe is laughing at this American student that got stuck in there.
I've actually read that.
I mean, how do you, and now the kid's parents, how does he explain to his parents that this is going to be a memorable thing that's going to follow this kid for the rest of his life? I remember you from school. You were the one that got stuck. Yes.
Where is it?
He was being adventurous. That's what he was doing.
Well,
no, you think maybe he wanted to go back to his mommy's womb where it was safe?
I don't know. Some of the comments in there was, yeah, there's a good way to look at it.
That's what I understand about the male human. All right, I understand. I do not get this. But here's the deal of what I'm saying, okay? You know, you fight for your life to get out, and you fight for the rest of your life to get back in. I don't understand the point here. Can I have some help with this?
I don't get
it's
it.
A joke.
Jesus Christ, this is embarrassing. 22 firefighters, 5 fire trucks, and this kid's stuck in there. How does he explain that? They must have been pictures. They were taking pictures nonstop.
It's a perfect, but it is an absolute perfect Kodak moment.
Yes, I guess so.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
And see what their description is? They were able to extricate the student from the sculpture by hand, creating...
You don't look like an American.
Oh. Creating a surreal, oversized delivery room scene.
Wow.
With the artwork giving birth to a full-grown, although perhaps a little immature, man.
There's got to be some full pictures of that thing somewhere, isn't there?
That's embarrassing. But, okay.
I'm going to Photoshop myself next to that.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it always Ron would think of that.
Oh, Ron. Treatments.
I would have superimposed myself with a caption coming out of it, you know, looking like coming out of this water and stuff and all kinds of different stuff coming out of it. Yeah, that'd be funny as hell.
I wonder if he went home.
Yeah.
I wonder if he said, that's it, I'm going home. They're never going to stop razzing him. I guess, what did they do? Tell him happy birthday?
Yeah, look, of all of the...
No, you know what he's saying right now while he's laying on the ground? see how he's laying on the ground?
Yeah.
What he's saying right now? He's saying, damn, I thought I could beat David Copperfield.
Oh, shit.
I can't
what
escape from anything.
What a dumbass. I can't believe this.
That's insane.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Here is the odd and the bizarre. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's a serious
thing.
Maybe
the program to see.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
see,
my
now,
goodness.
Right now, is the exchange student get trapped in a 32-ton marble vagina. Looks like a mouse trap or a Venus flytrap, but it's actually a vagina.
Yep.
That is
why
crazy.
Why is word association time? Vagina, Viagra, Vagisil. Word
okay.
association.
No, I've got to do
water.
Anyway. Need
water for a moment. Okay, the anatomy lesson is over for the evening.
Yep.
Thank you for joining this presentation.
Oh.
I am Professor Ron Reck. And we want you to go
Professor.
You to the, we'd like to welcome you to the symposium on the 32-ton marble vagina trap. Back
oh
in ancient
God.
Roman times. I'm sorry. I quit.
I know. But
I'll be quiet.
I couldn't help it. I mean,
that's
got to rate up. That rate's up there was like, what was this kid thinking? What?
Yeah.
What? What? And then it says in there, there's another article where some kid tried doing a selfie by jumping up into the arms of a statue, and the statue shattered.
Oh my!
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you read the article? It's so I guess people are a little out of control with these selfies.
Yes, I just put that on my Facebook page. That's just
it. It's bizarre. It's
that is terrible.
Just say that, man. Let's see.
Man. Look, I guess the only thing you say is kids today or children today.
Yeah.
Not gonna call him a kid. He's a child. He's a grown child.
Oh my God.
Well,
I can safely say without fear of contradiction, YouTube has gotten strange.
Why? What'd you find?
They've changed their interface a little bit. They've now added, which you can download, sound effects and music.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, it has sound effects and music usually in whatever video you're playing, so why do you need more? Well, I guess different strokes for different folks.
Yep. And my computer is acting up all over again.
Do you have too many windows open?
No, my computer is not able to do anything except I can glide over certain links.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's working. It's being temperamental.
Yeah, they get like that, don't they? I think it's just to push us all out to go buy new ones.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Did you try threatening it? Get a glass
Every
of water.
Every time I threaten my computer, it gets mad at me.
Get a glass of water and threaten it.
Mm.
Give me one reason not to douse you.
Mm. Last time I threatened my computer, I went, look, if you don't start working, I'm going to open you up. and I am going to commit to surgically removing every diode, every circuit, every piece of you, and then rearranging it so that you sit there and whistle Dixie for the rest of your natural computer life.
And then the phone rang, and it was Japan calling. You do that one more time. You try and we push button, take control.
Okay.
Right. No comment.
We have a caller on the line. They got their hand up. We're going to bring him in anyway. Let's see who it is, just for fun.
Hello,
404, welcome to the show. 404, welcome to the show.
Put me back on mute.
Okay.
Hello, Jackie. As you are, you pulling up people that don't have their hands up?
I don't care no more. I believe in free will.
Well, you can do that. Now, if they want to talk, they know they can hear. They hear.
I might
want to
punish somebody. Who knows? Never know who it is.
Okay.
I try to be nice.
You try to be nice.
Try. I did try.
Yeah.
Now the hand. Oh, I see what it does. When you put your hand up, it pops up on the list. Okay, man. Now I see, man.
Yeah, it's a question mark inside your name.
All right. Well, I had you once.
Yeah, so when they're ready, call them. That was Jackie. Jackie, when you're ready to talk, sweetheart, just... If you're ready.
She's got her hands up now. She wants to cuss me out. Watch.
Okay, well, is she?
No, Jackie. No, she is, man. It's, you know, man.
I love
my
Jackie.
Jackie.
How
are
you? Hi, Antoinette. This
hello,
is going to be open enough people
see?
Line.
They told you so. Told you so.
I'm going to shut up now because I don't want to confuse with everybody.
Gentlemen, let me hear what Jackie's saying, please. Okay, Jackie.
I said sometimes people just want to listen to Ron Rex act crazy.
That's true. You're right.
I didn't have anything to say if I didn't press the button.
I knew it was you.
Was it
That's
Jackie?
Why I did not press the button. I did not have anything to say.
How likely story. We knew it was you, Jackie.
Ron Rex knew who it was.
No, I know. How many years have I known you now? Too many. From the old Paris Steel days.
From you.
You want to go back on mute? Okay.
I want to get your opinion about something before you go, along with everyone else. Rush Limbaugh, I put the link in the chat room for y'all.
Okay.
African American voters aren't Uncle Toms. We're just smart. Limbaugh didn't just insult black Mississippi voters by referring to them as Uncle Toms. He also showed just how clueless he is about black electorate.
Electorate.
Thank you.
No problem.
So,
what else did he say?
Clear whether or not he thought he was being funny. Rush Limbaugh called out Mississippi black voters as Uncle Toms for dad. If it was an insult, full stop. But what it also reveals, and sadly doesn't come as much of a surprise at this point, is that the king of conservative talk radio is clueless about the black American electorate. Limbaugh actually thought he was making a point when in response to U.S. Senator Thad Cochran's win in Tuesday's GOP primary runoff election over Tea Party backed state Senator Chris McDaniel. He mocked, Ron, what are you doing smoking? Got that family. That, not, that, never, nothing. I thought it was the worst thing you can do as an African American to vote for a Republican. The worst thing you could do. And to him, in other words, black Mississippi voters were hypocrites for voting in the GOP primary and tipping the scales in Cochran's favor. But he completely missed the point. Yes, Mississippi black voters are overwhelmingly Democrats, 95% of whom voted in 2012 to re-elect President Barack Obama. But what Limbaugh doesn't seem to get is that they made a completely rational decision out of self-interest to opt for the lesser of two electoral evils, at least as they see it. In other words, they voted just like everyone else. Contrary to the notion that gained a lot of traction in the Obama era, the black voters are stuck on Democratic Party plantation and only vote for Democrats out of a straitjacket solidarity. African Americans, like other voting blocs, vote their interest. We know, according to the Washington Post, that in today's race, today in the 24 counties with black population of 50% or more, was up almost 40% from the primary, which was held 3 weeks earlier on June 3rd, and which McDaniel won. So it's safe to conclude that in a race decided by a margin of 50.7% to 49.3%, or about 8,000 votes out of 360,000 cast black Democrats makes a difference. Okay, and it's more. So, what do y'all think about the king of conservatives, Rush Limbaugh's statement?
Myself, I really don't care what he says or what he thinks. I see the facts of what happened here in New York with Charlie Rangel down in Harlem,
mm-hmm.
where he just went through that, you know, the primary right here. And what do? They voted for him again. Even though he's been censured while he was in office, they brought charges on him while he was in office. He had to apologize. He owed taxes. He defrauded the government. And you know what? The voters in Harlem don't care. Now, that to me, that tells me there's a problem. That tells me that they're more interested in keeping, that they're voting for personal reasons, not for what's for the good of the government, or for the country, but for what's for good for their own pocketbook, what they're getting for handouts. And the higher ratio down there, you can't tell me that this man is the finest representative that New York State has to offer to send down to Washington. It's an embarrassment. Obama himself wouldn't back up Rangel. And yet, the voters, which tells me that we got an issue with the American voters. They're uninformed. They don't have a clue. And that worries, that scares the hell out of me. Because if they can vote like that, now that puts into question, what are we doing? Is it really, or are they dangling carrots? That worries me. So is there a minority bloc? What happens now when they bring in all these people from Central America and everything else? And if they get their way and they allow them to vote, I don't know. I don't know what could happen to our system. I think it could be turned inside out. But Rush Limbaugh, I don't care. I don't hear any backup or proof or anything else showing studies or anything else. It's just, you want to call it paranoia or whatever, or more propaganda, more theatrics, probably.
Yeah, and just something to keep.
Keep his name in the media. Yep. Stir in the pot.
Yeah. And, Ron, what are you doing? Are you smoking?
No, I'm just sitting here.
I hear all sorts of noises.
He's getting drunk.
He's getting drunk.
Pardon me, what's the matter, honey?
No, not yet. Hang on a second. Hissing sound.
Well, it could be something coming from my air conditioner.
No, hang on a second.
I'm sorry, Ron. I honestly thought it was that thing that you smoke.
No, I'm looking for it.
Oh, Lord.
Gone now? Is it gone now?
Oh, yeah, I don't hear it now. It stopped when I started talking to you.
Is it you?
No, it's... If it was me, Ron, Rick.
I hear something tapping on a table and stuff, like bottle noises and stuff.
Right.
It's not me.
Not me either.
Ain't me either. I got my mic muted.
Uh-huh.
It can't be me. I haven't said nothing yet.
Hey, what you doing?
Hello.
Well, I just heard the train wreck. I figured I love a good train wreck. I figured I'd just jump in there.
Oh, wonderful.
I want to kind of agree with Mike, you know, about the black voter. You know, this happened in Harlem. I mean, this guy is the most corrupt politician. If not the most, he might be he might lead the whole bunch of them.
Unbelievable.
Right there in Harlem, and he has been there over 40 years. Okay. He keeps getting reelected. Why? Why? Well, it's real simple. Look at the voters he has, and they're voting for exactly what they want.
Yep.
They don't want to do nothing. They want to live off the dime. They want to live off the government, and that's why he. I mean, is this not? Somebody said in the chat room, I think, voting party lines. No, they're not voting party lines. They're just voting for him. They don't know nothing about the party. They don't know nothing about the political system. They don't know nothing about what's happening to their country. They're just going to vote for this idiot because they like free stuff.
Yep.
That's why they're doing it.
Okay.
I mean,
look at the first political link that I put up there.
All Democrats, they just want free stuff?
No. You have to look at the voter base. The voter base that he has in Harlem. We're not talking, it's not, Harlem isn't like Pelham or something where you have a higher ratio of, like, college graduates. There's a lot of minorities that are down there, and it's not just blacks. There's minorities down in Harlem, a lot of it. Now, click on that link that I gave you of Politico.
Okay.
You see it on Charlie Rangel?
I'm looking it up now.
Guilty on 11 ethics charges.
He's a criminal.
Why
should be for the lesser of two evils?
How could you just generalize a whole district?
No, easily. Have you ever been down there? Have you ever dealt anything down in Harlem? Have you ever dealt with it with the minorities down there?
I'm in
New York. We drive down there a lot. I'll tell you what. Like 9 o'clock at night, you don't want to be walking in Harlem.
Okay, then you tell me this. Let Jackie make her statement.
Okay.
What free stuff are they getting that they've been getting for 40 years that they can't let go of?
There are benefits that he makes sure. There are benefits that they make sure that their districts get. That's what they're, you know, these politicians are put in place to make sure that federal money and everything come in. They're channeled and funneled into their districts.
Okay, name one. You said that they get free stuff.
There are food. There's money that's put in for schooling. There are benefits. There's food programs. There's all sorts of other programs that are available.
Wait a minute. So, and Harlem is the only district.
It has a high ratio. I mean, I could sit there. It'd take me a while, but I'd have to look up the surveys to give you actual numbers and everything else.
Okay, this is what I want you to do.
Look at what I gave you. Look up the Politico. Look at the article.
Wait a minute. Can we do one at a time so we
okay.
can hear? Both
let
of them
talk. You know
about
everything.
Okay, go ahead. Please. Jackie?
I can let him go. You know everything.
Well, you know, and it's not all of the only places.
Like
you can go down to Houston, Texas, and go, I'm not sure the precinct number, but you can go down to Houston, Texas. You got Sheila Jackson Lee does the same thing. She's in a poverty-stricken area,
yep.
and she's going to keep them there. They're going to stay there. They're going to vote for her regardless because they ain't got no common sense. They vote for one reason. Give me something free. That's what they do here.
You do know two negatives make a positive.
It's like a carbon copy of Harlem.
Okay, yeah. That means they have common sense. Either they ain't got no common sense. That means they do have common sense.
No, they want to sit on the porch and get a free check. They don't want to look for a job. They don't
sitting on the porch getting a free check.
Stuff. You know, I mean, you're closed-minded if you think like you're thinking. If you think that this is the way the system's supposed to work, it's not. That's what's driving this country into the ground right now.
Well, wait a minute.
People getting free stuff that you can't even name that's free that they're getting is driving this country into the ground?
People in Harlem, people in Philadelphia, getting free. When people talk, you need to listen. Don't just sit there and keep mouthing off and listen to what people are telling you.
Well, wait a minute, what
they're getting, and you're not listening.
But excuse me, you have to listen to her too. And
I'm saying the same thing.
Wait a minute, but you're saying free stuff, and really, to me, there is nothing in this world that is free. For everything you say, you pay for. I don't see what. You know, just because they're Democrats or even they're Republicans that get free stuff. People that live in poverty, they're in poverty. I mean, now, yes, you have to work to be able to get out of it, but where are the jobs at for people to work?
They don't want a handout. They want a you need to want to make yourself better.
Anthony, you have to hear what he said. He said that these people have been getting free stuff for the last 40 years, and that's what's breaking the country.
Jackie,
that's what he said.
Jackie, I know, Jack. Give me one second, baby. See, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
We have 9 minutes. Are you going overtime?
I doubt it.
Okay, we're not. Okay.
No, we're not.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jackie. I just wanted to check on that. But, you know, getting free stuff, there is nothing free. You know,
What about all those phones that have been given out by the government?
Right. Let me get a rate on this, please. Look, man, here's the deal. You know, there are a lot of people that don't really want free shit, but here's the problem. There ain't no fucking jobs. What can you do? And if you do have a job, can you afford to support a house and a child and a car payment and insurance and Obamacare? No. Most people can't do that because the jobs that pay good money are gone. You know, regular people cannot survive. I mean, it's cheaper to get public assistance to pay for a babysitter and have a job. It costs you more money to have a job that you cannot make. You can't make enough money to maintain. If you're making, say, $10 an hour, you work 40-hour week, which they're cutting time down on that too, or you have to work two jobs, it's still hard to maintain. The price of gas is so damn high, the grocery store is expensive. So what else is the person to do? It's cheaper to sit home and collect social services because there's nothing out there really to get. I mean, you can go to college, get 10 degrees. I know people who got college degrees and never had a job better than McDonald's. But that, you know, you have to take a look at that a little bit different, man. You can't just say, well, just, they want it because it's free. There are some that do abuse the system. That's right, they do. People do it. It doesn't matter what color you are.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it. So
I said it's minorities.
But there again, well, whoever, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's came to the point now in this country where the job market is damn near dead. You know, if you say, no, there's a lot of jobs, maybe so, but you ain't making enough money to maintain to live. See what I mean? So damn you do, damn you don't, and that's what you people say, fuck it, I'm going to stay home and collect food stamps. You know, live that way. Try to have some extra money on the side. But that's the whole thing. That's why they want to cash in society, so you can't do that no more. So they have full complete control of you, you know. You'll see. I mean, it's coming, so it's there. But that's what I'm saying, man. It's not everybody. You know, it's people are in bad condition, don't have a job, or they're not well enough to work, and there are people that deserve it. Now, the ones that don't, of course they don't, but that's a minute amount of people that's actually fucking the system. But there again, the other night we was on a show, I think you might be talking about it, or George, somebody's talking about people fucking having 10 EBT cards, you know, filling their beds full of money, leaving ATMs and shit. Yeah. That's right, because if there's a way to get into the system now, you don't have to meet with a caseworker no more. You just do it online. So, see, technology's biting them right back in the ass, so it's nobody's fault but their own, really, you know, so... What the hell? What can you do? But I don't think that's driving this country in a hole. There's a lot more involved. But that's one of the elements that's doing it, running this into the fucking hole. You know, we're already in the hole. It doesn't matter, but we're just going deeper in it. That's all there is to that. So I hope that helps
pretty much,
understand it better.
Pretty much the system is broke, Ron. Pretty much the system
it's
is
been
broke.
It's been broken a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing new.
Yep.
And it's getting broke on me, so...
it's imploding on itself, man.
Who they want, even though with other people don't like it? You know, does it make you have to be an Uncle Tom because you're voting against what someone else feels or the future wrote? So if that's the case, then because really, in my opinion, and from everything that I've read and I've studied over, you know, the last couple of years, we don't decide to vote anyway. We don't elect them. They're selected. Before we even go to the polls, they're already selected. And so, you know, and then to call him my Uncle Tom, well, maybe Rush Limbaugh needs to go in and read the book and find out exactly what an Uncle Tom is. Because if that was meant to be an insult, it wasn't. It was actually a compliment.
And it's not just Rush Limbaugh. Your media is doing this left and right. I mean, I've heard so many people making, calling any black politician that's a conservative, all they do is get labeled by the media. So, I mean, you see this every day. If you pay attention to this, this is a routine thing. Look what happened to Herman Cain. My God. I mean, you know, that they tore him apart. You know, he's a good guy, you know, business sense. You know, he tried to put on a good campaign, but they started attacking his wife. I mean, the media in this country, and the media is controlled by the government, believe that or not. That's a fact. They control it.
That's not a fact at all.
Okay.
Not a fact at all. No, there are four major, huge media companies in this country, and yes, they work in concert with the government, but no, they're not owned by the government. That's
kind
of ridiculous.
They were owned by the government. They said they're controlled by the government.
Google for Operation Mockingbird and do some reading, do some research before you speak, and then you'll know.
Look,
right,
man,
now you're speaking without any
knowledge. You've made at least five erroneous statements since you've been on here, so you telling someone to read is a little disingenuous. First of all, you made the comment.
I don't need you to read.
Well, I know you don't need me to because you're going to stick in your same delusion because that's what makes you happy. That's your problem, not mine. If you want to get a balanced view of life, you're going to need to read from both sides.
Call me delusional, and you're talking to yourself.
Well, you are.
Because you're the delusional, man.
Well,
you
are.
You have not a clue. I can tell by what you're saying right now.
Well,
you have no clue.
Well, okay.
Oh, my God.
Can
we hear
the
new caller?
Let's have a conversation about it.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get to that, Jackie. Can we hear the new person that just called in? And, sir, could you tell me your name, please?
This is Nash. How you doing, Nash?
Hello, Naj. I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure.
Hi, Naj.
Hi, Naj.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, Jack?
What you doing?
Pumpkin? Not much.
I'll take overtime for a little while.
Okay.
All right. Up now.
Well,
okay.
I think the...
Go ahead,
just getting in, the problem with this conversation right now is there's not enough information. So Mike brought up initially that Charles Rangel is a corrupt politician. True.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's been proven for years. The problem with that is he took over for the great Reverend Adam Clayton Powell. Adam Clayton Powell is probably the best politician blacks have produced in America. The Democratic Party couldn't get control of him, so they used Charlie Rangel to get him out of sight, and they basically control Rangel and can get him to do whatever they want. He's a nobody, selfish, greedy politician, as he's always been. So to see him get reelected now in Harlem, and people said that was based off the black vote. No, Harlem's not the majority black anymore.
No, I just
Harlem,
put that. It's Harlem's not. It's minority.
Yeah, Harlem's
wait a minute, one at a time, please.
Yeah, Harlem's been through gentrification, as we saw with Bill Clinton even moving his office there because it's safe. Totally different conversation. Now, my problem with what you guys are saying is you make the statement that these people want free stuff. And once you start trying to otherize people and make certain categories and say this is who they are, I think that's where the conversation gets difficult because it's not based on truth. If you want to base the conversation on truth, we need data, sources, and real news.
That's
we
why
can't
I put links.
Use, I feel like these people do this.
No.
That's
no.
just
I
your
put
opinion.
Links.
There's nothing truthful about it. That's just your opinion. Anybody
Naj,
can say anything.
Naj, I put up links, though. You see the breaking
you
down?
Put up link, you put up links to...
You see the breaking down where it gives a... It talks about the welfare, what they offer that's down it. In the city. And you see... Have you seen it?
No,
but,
I haven't
well,
clicked
you
on
know,
the link.
Not,
you just put the link up while I'm talking to you. But
no, there's other ones, too. There's, I've been
yeah,
putting
but,
them up.
But hold on.
I mean,
the site you just
nowadays,
put...
With
the site you just posted that from was...
Their jobs
hold on,
and everything.
Hold on.
It's a whole
answer
lot
that
of
because,
white folks that are in line that are Republicans that are getting welfare, too.
Yeah, of course. But we don't even have to make that conversation because
right.
that would make it like this
that's
point was
true.
Legitimate. The site he used for that link was breakingbrown.com.
No,
okay,
live
link. This is not USA Today. This is not the Wall Street Journal. This is not a reputable site to where you could post something and say this is direct evidence.
Well,
no.
Nah,
so getting hold on, because I know a little about this topic and you don't, and you won't let me speak
I'm
because
sorry,
you want
I haven't
to use
said
your link.
Anything since I've been, since everybody started since everybody else talking. So I
sir,
don't know
you
where
started
you're saying,
the conversation.
Where you
I'm trying,
that I don't know
I'm trying to fill
about,
in some of the
I
holes
said
you left.
A damn word yet.
I understand, Mike, but if you give me another minute.
I'm not Mike.
Well, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. I'll let you go and come back.
That's George.
George, my bad. Well, go ahead, and I'll let you come back. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got
to
no,
let oh. He's going to let you. He's going to let you come back. Ain't
well,
that
I don't
want
to feel like I'm cutting you. I want you to feel
you
like
know
I'm
what?
Cutting you
You,
off,
you don't
so
come
ahead.
In here and tell people what they know and they don't know. You come in here and you try to hold a debate. This is what the Democrats do. They love to come in there and tell you. They don't want to listen. They don't want to debate. They want to make stuff up. Let
now,
somebody
now
else
as
talk.
I just
don't,
said, you
don't
see how he tries to otherwise people. Now,
you
now he's trying to label me a Democrat. Now he's trying to label me a Democrat.
He's funny. He did that to me. Now he's accusing
Right. Now he's trying to label me a Democrat. Now, do you see the pattern of when you otherize people into something?
I see the pattern. I've been listening to this pattern all night long.
No, that's
all you're doing is talking over people.
Well, I'm talking about the topic. Go ahead, sir. You have the floor then. Go ahead.
No, I think George wanted to come in, and you kept talking.
No, I tried to give the floor to George.
I'm just going to sit here. What damn conversation are you listening to?
I can't say a damn word.
I tried to give the floor to the man, and you started talking. So I don't understand what you mean.
Of course you don't.
But Antoinette said let Naj speak, and you two keep talking over him.
Right. This is amazing.
And it's funny because we just went into overtime. We've been on this line. I don't know how long Naj's been on the line, but we've been on this line listening to you guys talk forever.
Right. Well,
you
be quiet and let George
talk. Jackie, you haven't heard.
I have been listening to George talk for the last 45 minutes. What
yeah,
more can you say?
I haven't been talking for the last 45 minutes, young lady. This is the second time you've accused me of doing something I haven't done. You've been listening to Mike.
Are we
going to
have
me.
The conversation, or are we going to argue about the conversation? How about let's have the conversation?
How
everybody
about, yes,
put their cards
let's
on the table
the
on this. How about that?
I think
yeah, so, I mean, if you had a point you wanted to make, go ahead, sir. I won't interrupt. I'll wait for my turn.
George?
No, Jackie. Antoinette, no. This is ridiculous. They talk to me like I'm Mike. They think I'm Mike, and Jackie sits there and says that I've been talking for 45 minutes when I ain't said a freaking word. And this guy turns around and talks over me every time I try to say something. And then when I, no, I'm just going to sit here and listen to all them rambling.
So you're dropping out of the conversation? I mean, why not make your point and then we just have a counterpoint?
Wait a minute. He wasn't the initial person talking. The person that was talking to you was Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, George, excuse me. I thought it was you. I guess I was talking to Mike.
My point was we've been listening to you all, period. It doesn't make a difference which person was speaking. We
you
have been listening. Our line just got opened up recently.
You guys got on the air. So I don't know where you get the idea that
we have been listening is what I'm saying. We have been listening. Our
right.
line just got open.
Okay, and you're not being cut off right now, so.
My heart. And they're sitting there saying that I have.
Okay, well, now you're not.
Grow up and stop acting like a baby.
Okay, let's move on. You're not being interrupted now. You want to make your point?
Again.
Excuse me. Can we go to the question? Now, Russ Limbaugh said that they were Uncle Tom. And I had already told you that the term Uncle Tom is incorrect. Because in the term that he was using it in, that is not what an Uncle Tom is. Now, since Rush Limbaugh is, he went to Mississippi calling out black voters because they voted for a certain person, for Thad. Now,
can I comment on that?
Can you give me
okay,
one second?
Okay, no objection. Okay, I think the comments by Rush are basically tongue-in-cheek. He's kind of trying to get a rise out of people and get headlines like he always does. That's why he has a $400 million deal. He is a great radio personality. I don't think his points are real. I think he just does them for the publicity and the money that he can kind of derive from it. But, I mean, it's just nonsense to try to say that, okay, these people are Uncle Toms. No. These were people who were deciding they didn't want a certain guy, a Tea Party candidate, to be the representative. So they stepped in and voted in a Republican primary. So they kind of stopped the guy. Now, will this lead to Republicans voting in Democratic primaries? Of course it will, because people are going to want payback for this. So, I mean, all it's going to do is lead to other people doing the same. But for the people of Mississippi to decide they don't want a certain person representing them, I mean, that's within their rights.
Thank you. Now, does anyone else have anything to say?
Well, as I said, I think Rush Limbaugh was all just for show. He wants the media attention. Like Naj said, he wants the attention. He wants the stage. And he's just pushing his own show, hoping to get some headlines out there and get his name out there. So I don't usually pay attention to anything he has to say with it.
Okay.
No. All right. But do you think he was serious? Did you take it seriously what he was saying? I mean.
Well, I just seen it and just said, okay, we needed something to talk about. So it's in my email, so I pulled it up and said, okay.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to any of those guys like that.
This was down in Mississippi, and Thad Cochran is a Republican. Who
yeah.
is a, quote, so-called black man.
Right. And can we get into the Harlem conversation? Because that was the reason I called in. Those were the statements I felt like needed, a little more deeper understanding.
Yes. Now, does anyone else have anything else to say about this topic? George or Jackie? And, George, please don't feel that way. We hate if you do not come back to the show. George or Jackie?
Is George still here?
He's still in the chat room. Let me check on the board. Yes, he's still here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, George, when you're ready.
I can't hear you. What did you say to me, Antoinette?
Pardon me?
I did. What did you say to me?
Do you have anything else to say before they move on to the New York topic?
Oh, no. I wanted to hear what Nas had to say because I just didn't feel like what he said about Harlem was accurate. So, not the person who was talking about Harlem.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. Are you a Charlie Rangel supporter? Rangel?
No.
Okay. Because it almost sounds like you were taking us back, and you know this guy is the most corrupt politician that I've ever. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
That's how I started the conversation. I said he was the most corrupt politician. The Democrats put him in place to replace Adam Clayton Powell because Adam Clayton Powell was so effective for black people, and they wanted someone they can control in there, and that's why they got Charlie Rangel. That's his history. If you really look it up. And
another offense that many people, especially blacks, take when you make a comment like maybe I made, is I never once said black, because there's just as many white people probably in that area that are living on the dime.
Well,
you know,
it says it's 55% Hispanic.
Yeah, God, yes.
I've been to
a Walmart in New York State and thought I was in Mexico because everybody in there spoke Spanish. This is a widespread thing. It's not a black thing, okay? It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's not a Mexican thing. It's a Democrat thing. I mean, it's something that they're offering this to these people. They're putting in their minds, you know, you don't have. We'll give it to you. This is
the point I'm trying to make to you, though. I think you're looking at these people and deciding that they're into this box. Is there a percentage of the population who fits the model that you're talking about that you know, has a bad mind state and is just voting for someone for what they think is this person is going to be for me in you know, some type of financial way? Yes, there are those kind of people out there. But to say that all or the majority – I mean, that's way off. There's nothing to back that up. And as far as what I know about Harlem, having been there a few times and talked to people and knowing people who live there now, I just know that not to be true. Harlem is full of hipsters now, mostly college grads and people who can afford that high rent that came in after gentrification. This is not a thing of poor folks going to the thing to vote for this guy for food stamps. I mean, that's the old story. And it's overplayed, and it does not apply here. That in this situation, that's what I'm trying to say.
I could understand that, and I take that when I look at Harlem, and I live down near the Houston area, Houston, Texas, and you can go right into I'm not sure what they call it. I think it's the Fifth Ward, where Sheila Jackson Lee rules the roost down there. Okay, and these people all vote for her because they think she will. Give them, and here we go again, free stuff. They want to be supported by the government. They do not want. I mean, you've got a certain part of this population who do not want to work. They're capable.
Do you see where this is problematic, though? You're saying the same thing for another region with all of the same issues. There's nothing to back up what you're saying. This is how you feel and what you think. But if you go to those areas, you'll
see.
Hold on one second. You see a poor area, but to decide that the poor area does not want to work as opposed to don't have jobs, those are two different conversations. If you go to West Virginia, coal mining country, and you see the politicians there, they give them the speech of every year, well, the government has failed you or the coal mining company failed you. That works every time. Battleground states, they use that on poor whites everywhere. Now you go into a black community and the politician says, you guys need this, we're going to give you this subsidy or, you know, whatever. either way, it's the same thing. It's politicians telling people what they want to hear. Now, to say that all of the population fits that description, that's the part to where we get into you're kind of pushing your opinion on this. That's what I'm trying to say.
What's the motivation then for them to reelect Charlie Rangel?
Okay, first.
Excuse me.
Oh, go ahead.
And it's a part two to what he said, that this free stuff that these people get in this was dragging the country down.
Yeah,
where's
that's great.
Your proof
that's
of
great.
That?
Well, that's nowhere near. If you want to put up the percentages of money spent, you know where you got to go. Nobody wants to say it, but you got to go to that military-industrial complex. That's where 33% of our tax money goes. That is the biggest bill we have. Always has been, probably always will be. Getting back to Charlie Rangel and those folks, a politician is pretty good at his job. They're not up there hustling people as a rookie. He's been doing this a long time. He's good with words. He's good at manipulating people, as other politicians are. So the same way that a Democrat can sit in office for 40 years, it's the same way a Republican does. He gets up there, he lies, he leads, he tells people certain things about his opponent, and he can pull off an election. This is not his first rodeo. You see what I mean? Like, he's pretty good at this. Adam Clayton Powell's son actually has run against Charlie Rangel a few times, trying to unseat him to get him out of there, because he knows that the man is nothing but a puppet who's there to not help the people, but actually kind of persuade people to think that things are okay. These are the politicians that we produce in America right now. Eric Cantor, who just got pushed out of office by the Tea Party, he's no different than Charlie Rangel. Same type of guy. Gets up there, lies, manipulates people, and people finally saw through it and got rid of him. But the story was so big because that doesn't happen often. So we can't expect Harlem to all of a sudden wake up and change everything when half of the people who live there now, these new hipsters, they don't vote in local elections. They just got there. But Rangel will have his time. He will be out of there soon. Honestly, I'm surprised dude never got locked up.
40 plus years. It's been there a while now.
Mm-hmm. True. But like I said, man, politicians get pretty good at their job as far as hustling people. They don't get good at governing, but they get good at hustling people to get reelected. Now ask yourself this. If he's in Harlem and you talked about that voter base having no money, how is he getting the money to run the campaign ads, the commercials, and everything else? Where is that money coming from?
The Democratic Party in New York is very, 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 very rich. And I already went through this. They kick in. The Republicans don't have anywhere near the amount of money that the Democrats have. And also, you got to look it up here in Westchester. What is it? Is it the 90? What the hell's the number of the assembly? The one assembly district, we've got George Soros. We've got the Clintons. We've got Cuomo, and who else is over? And the Kennedys.
Just in this one assembly section. Yeah, the names don't necessarily matter. It's the function they serve.
Or it's the money.
They bring Rangel in. They give him money. They say, okay, you keep those people over there under control, and, you know, we got you. We'll keep
Soros,
funding.
you know what foundation Soros is involved with.
Yeah,
we all know
about
that.
Move On.
Not just Move On. He's involved with a lot of other ones, and so is his son.
Well,
and a lot of that
also,
money is funneled right into the machine.
In currency manipulation in England, but that's a whole other story. But the main thing I'm trying to get across to you guys is you cannot think that every situation, because it's mostly black or a black politician.
I don't even consider any of these guys a black politician. Isn't the thing? It's minority that's in there. It's 55% Hispanic. The blacks are aren't. It's not even a majority. It used to be a majority years. I don't even know how many years ago.
Yeah, you're
now
talking
it's
about
now
that.
It's mostly Hispanic that's in Harlem. It's a minority section, and a lot of them rely on their programs that New York City has. And now with De Blasio, it's going to be worse. There's going to be more handouts and things that are going to be offered to these people because the liberals are in charge of it. I mean, it's a lot of New York City's getting out of control. I mean, De Blasio was even upset about the court ruling now that the Board of Health was out of, they exceeded their boundaries by saying that there should be a ban on the sugar drinks on the what was it on the Big Gulp?
Yeah,
he was even upset about that. So
yeah, he tried it.
He tried going in Bloomberg's footsteps.
But this is the issue, though. These people can't, like, they can't be all in everything. Like, for 1 minute, they can't be voter guys who won't vote, too lazy to vote, and then in the next turn be, oh, they're the driving force behind these people because they get free stuff. No one gets free stuff.
But they're given, it's all translating into votes, though. It's translating into votes, which is is worrisome, because when you see voters that don't pay attention to somebody that's been indicted, somebody that's he's a criminal, and they still vote him back in. That'd be the thank God they didn't vote Anthony Weiner back in. If they voted him in, I would have been like, what are these people doing? Then I would have been totally crushed. I would have had no confidence whatsoever in the American voter.
Yeah, I don't think you're open enough to even look at this and say, okay, well, maybe there is a different dynamic going here. I think you're fixated on the dynamic that you're saying. I think you've decided that these poor people don't want to work. All they want to do is vote and get free stuff. And if that's what you believe, you can believe that till your dying day, but I think the data says otherwise.
Everything that I've seen and people that I've talked to and met and even dealing with it, I've seen a whole different part of America that where they made an institution out of they made a living off of the welfare. Like that man that I knew that was a simple guy that had he was retired, he had a hot dog cart. I mentioned this before on George's show, right across from, and he said that he'd hear mothers telling their daughters, teaching them what to do, how many kids you have, how much money you make, and this guy was a retired chief of police of Buchanan, New York.
Yeah, but you do realize that's not data, that's anecdotal evidence. I can tell you a story of a poor person with three jobs working just to put bread on the table. That doesn't change the argument either. That's just anecdotal evidence. That just means you know somebody who's in that situation. We're talking about millions of people here. That doesn't change.
I don't even know how much the mothers get per child. If you have five children, are you paid? You're paid per child to stay home. I don't know how much that works. I mean, how much money would a mother get that had four or five children?
Let me put it to you like this: it's less than $15,000 a year. So let's not act like they're living high on the hog on welfare. Welfare never paid that much. And after the '90s, during the, I guess you could say, restructuring of welfare, putting in welfare to work and everything else, that money has been cut by drastic measures. And we've been going through austerity the last 5 years under Obama. He's voted for every austerity plan that they brought up. They did it in England first, and then it came over here. So the idea that right now social services is the problem, that's overblown because the money does not say that.
So there's a cap.
And that's between 95 and 97, they made laws where, especially in New York State, people just can't get money anymore. You have to work for the assistance. Even if you have a baby, even if you're going to school, in New York State, you have to work for your assistant.
Yeah, and we have to be honest about who we're dealing with. My bad, Jackie. Yeah, and we have to be honest about who we're dealing with. During the early '90s, we had companies ship jobs overseas. We never made those jobs back up. We have a huge job deficit, and then people have to lean on the government more as far as the dole. Now, are we going to bring jobs back or create new jobs, or are we going to point the finger at the people who aren't responsible for moving the jobs? That's my other thing that I always see when we deal with this thing. It's always the big picture, not the small.
Yeah, well, also remember the jobs were not only pushed out of the country because of the trading that was set up under Bill Clinton, but also they were also shipped to the prisons.
Yep.
They started
building prisons based off of knowing that their jobs weren't there anymore. Right, and that's where you get to the sick part of this. You have your war on drugs and you have your private prisons to kind of make up for no jobs being here because you're saying, okay, this person probably is not going to make it. This percentage of people are going to go to our prison pipeline, and you just continue on from there. But as an American, all American citizens at a certain point should say, look, if we're producing bad citizens who don't have any hope or opportunity, that's the person who's going to hit me in the head or attack me. So I should be worried about getting jobs here so they can work and provide for themselves.
But it doesn't seem like there's a cap on the welfare because I just looked up I just found this right here, this link from 2014, and it's talking about unbelievable amounts of money that these people have been raking it in. They caught these guys. They busted them. Luckily,
in Orange County.
30 yeah. arrests. Yeah, but look how much money.
Yeah, that happens. There are raggedy people out here who will take advantage of any system, but ask yourself this.
But
can, you name one, can you name one system that any human has created that doesn't have 1% of fraud in it? There's going to be fraud in anything humans create because we're not perfect. People are going to look for loopholes. Hell, there's bankers with money in the Cayman Islands right now that they don't want taxed because people are going to look for loopholes. They're going to be the percentage of people who do that. Does that mean all bankers do that? All bankers are foul? No. It means there are some.
But I guess
socialism has never prospered anywhere in the world.
Well,
it's
we've never had socialism, so I don't know what you mean by that.
That's what they're trying to bring into this country right now. Believe that or not, you might not like that topic.
No,
but let me tell you what, that's exactly what they're trying to usher in right now.
I want to understand where you're going with this. How would socialism be implemented in the United States?
This is the beliefs of the hierarchy of this country right now. The people in Washington, D.C., this is what they're trying to implement, is socialism form of government. I mean, it's evident in everything they've done.
Yeah, I think you're looking at that from the wrong stick, man. I think we have more of plutocracy than we do any form of socialism. I think we have wealthy people who can influence laws and make sure that things are kind of shaded to their direction. And their whole idea is we're going to keep raking in the profits and we'll use the government to kind of buffer people as opposed to bringing more jobs back because we're making a killing overseas by shipping these jobs to places where we can pay people.
I agree with that. What they're basically doing is right now they're trying to wipe out the middle class. And by wiping out the middle class, they have the needy and they have the elite. And you've got the elite people, which is basically Congress in Washington, D.C., the people that want the money, that crave the money, and then you've got the poor people that need them to help them, okay? And the people in between is what they don't want, and that's what socialism is.
Man, that's nowhere near socialism. You're talking about the 1% or 10%, I think you can kind of move that number up, bringing in the majority of the money here and the power and the control here and everybody else pretty much left with the leftover. I give you this question. If there was somebody who represented poor people and somebody who represented elderly people and a 1%er on the phone for Obama in his office, which line do you think he picks up first and spends the most time on?
The elite. The money.
Yeah.
That's money. Anybody that's got money.
Yeah, he could give a damn about poor people, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
He could give a damn.
I think we view it a little differently, but I think we view it in general, pretty much the same, but we look at it a little different.
Yeah, agreed, because I think all systems have some form of fraud in them. And when we look at poor people and say, oh, some poor people are trying to get over through welfare and committing fraud, yes, that's going to happen in every system. But to say that the majority of them do it, no way, no how. Anybody on this line who's ever been to any of those government services places knows, man, it is a long journey trying to get some benefits out of the government. Even unemployment that you've paid into since you were a teenager, it's hell getting that. So most people are not able and don't have the time or are not raggedy enough to try to juke the system. Most people want to work for what they can get. And they want to be proud of themselves. Everybody wants to look in the mirror and be proud of the person they're staring back at. So, of course, you're going to have your sociopaths who are willing to do anything to get over. But I don't think that's the majority of American people anywhere.
There was an article, I'm trying to find it, about what just happened over here in New York. And it was one of the federal programs for unemployed. Unemployment, where they gave you... Oh, look at this. One of my guys just won a 4 days, 9.3 mile over in Afghanistan. They were doing some sort of a relay race. Good. I'd rather see them doing stuff like that than doing missions. One of them just posted on Facebook. That's cool. But there's an article that I found where these guys were using some sort of a government card where they could get unemployment benefits out of an ATM. And they didn't have to answer... All they had to do was click a thing that, yes, I've been trying to find a job. and the money would pour out of it, and it was.
That's how I remember when you put that mink in.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, it was
and
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. They even live here.
Yep. They were even sending the money overseas, and federal government, federal money. I'm trying
yeah.
to find that.
But do you see how you see how you name a group of people who stole a few thousand dollars?
No, there's more than a few thousand.
Compare that to GE, who made over $4 billion and paid no taxes. Like, do you see how huge that discrepancy is as far as the powerful being able to really milk the whole system and the few poor being able to take a little bit that doesn't actually really do anything? We're comparing, a tank to somebody with a bow and arrow, man. They're nowhere near as effective as raiding Treasury as the wealthy are. And that's a huge problem.
I guess it comes with if you have a corporation, you have the money and you can afford to have teams of lawyers and everything to do the best to protect your assets for your corporation, for your stockholders or whatever, they're going to do it. They're mm-hmm. going to do it, and it's always been like that. Whether it was the Rockefellers or anything, it's the capital system. It's the system. And that's how it works. And they're the ones who hire. They're part of the private sector. They're the ones that hire people and put people to work, whether it's factories or anything else, they do it. And they're going to find a way to make sure that the money comes in to protect their corporation, to take on the unions, to take on the government, to make sure that that money is protected and that they don't just give it to the government as if it's a part of the state, like a state-run factory. No, they're going to protect the shareholders.
Yeah, but
Mike,
my point is, if I go into your car tonight and take all the change out of the ashtray, and somebody else steals your whole bank account, I think you're going to be a little more concerned with the guy who stole your bank account than you are me stealing the change out of your ashtray. That's what I'm saying. I don't see any equivalence here when we're talking
about
huge money being stolen.
Well, it's a different thing with
the
corporation than on a personal level of saying, now bring it on a personal level. We might as well talk communism. I mean, basically, then it's no. We're talking
no. Paying taxes is not communism. Paying taxes is what everybody else does.
Paying taxes. We're down on a personal level now. I pay taxes. But a corporation has teams of lawyers, CPAs, and everything else to protect the interests and the property of the company. And they cut deals with the government too. Give me this. I'll put up a factory over here. What type of tax breaks do you give me for putting that in? I'm going to employ this many people. There are benefits. One hand washes the other one when it's major corporations. So the government.
And I could say that poor person is down on his luck, is messed up in life, and he's willing to take any chance that he can, so he's willing to try to steal something, even if it's from the government. Now, if you make excuses for the corporation, I don't think you can make you can kind of hit on me for making excuses for the poor, because we're talking about a huge difference in proportion. Like, I'm not saying communism. I'm just saying people pay their fair share of taxes.
Yeah.
If you're GE and you're raking in profits and you're based in America, you should pay taxes on those
but
profits.
But who are we to tell the corporation that you made too much money? Who are we to tell a company? When a company grew, all of a sudden a company gets to the point that we have the right to step in and say, you created a company, this company with the board of directors and everything, you've made too much money and we're taking part of it. Is that still America? Is that still...
No, I didn't say
know.
Anything about anybody making too much money. I just
well,
said
yeah,
pay,
because we're coming
pay,
in and complaining.
You should pay your taxes proportionally.
Yeah.
That's all. If you make X amount of money, you should pay Y amount of taxes, the same way you and I and everybody on this call does.
But this is what I'm saying is they can afford to have the teams of lawyers and the CPAs and everything to protect their own interests. We can't. They can. They're big enough to do it. They have the money and the ability to do it. We don't.
Right. It's like when a major company, say ExxonMobil, wants to build a plant in your neighborhood, okay? When they come in there, and in order for that neighborhood or that city, that local county, in order to get them to come in there, what do they usually do? They give them a tax break. In other words, you're not gonna be paying taxes for the next 10 years if you'll build that plant here. But, you know, how many times have you ever had them call you? Hey, if you buy this house, we won't charge you taxes for 10 years. No,
right.
I see both sides of the story here. You know, but I mean, this is what happened. Major
yeah,
corporations.
Yeah, but my point is, are we a third world country that we race to the bottom and say, look, After your deal is up over there, if you come to our state, we'll give you an even better rate. So the corporation is always negotiating from a position of strength, and they can say, we'll go to Alabama, and we'll go there. Like, how bad does it get?
GE is, to me, as far as I'm concerned, GE's government. I mean, these guys, they get away with murder. I mean, they have for years, that corporation there. I mean, they don't, you know, I don't know who owns what, but, you know, they get away with murder.
Yeah, my whole point
they can afford
with this
it.
Conversation
they can afford
is,
the lawyers and the CPAs to do it.
My whole point with this conversation is the same way that we kind of drag the poor through the mud for the things they do that are wrong, we need to drag the corporations through the mud for the things they do that are
but
wrong.
But that means we're coming up to them saying they're making too much.
Even more. So, I mean, at a certain point, we become a third world country where we say, okay, whichever state gives you the best deal, that's the state you move to, and you can pay the lowest wages or whatever, just please come, please come. And at what point do we even get a middle class again if that's the route we're going?
I'll tell you what, we just had a whole bunch of companies leave New York State, and including they took the first steps to it, Remington. They just opened up down south as well. We got three companies, gun companies, that just moved out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And took jobs with them. One of them went to Pennsylvania, and two of the other ones went down south. I forget which state they
went to.
Alabama,
I think Alabama.
They move it, and they're opening up new factories and everything down there. They were given tax breaks, but also because of the attitude up here in New York, where the liberals came in with the anti-gun stuff. And
the
company said, you know what, we're leaving.
It's the tax rate.
Corporations and businesses tax breaks. I just left New York State, and they played them commercials all day, all night, about how New York State is growing in business and all these businesses are relocating there and how they're giving tax breaks. So it goes back and forth.
Yeah, that's why they left, because New York is really growing so well. And they took millions of dollars of taxpayers' money, Cuomo did, and made those television ads and played them nationwide.
Well, I'm talking about in New York State. I'm not talking about nationwide.
I'm talking. These are New York advertisements saying, come to New York.
I've seen these advertisements in another state. I've seen them in New York State.
I know, but I'm saying he's playing them in other states. He's trying to entice businesses to come to New York State.
Well, I live in Georgia, and I have never seen one of those commercials. I have never seen a commercial for New York State.
They're out there. It came up. A lot of people in New York were arguing with the state, complaining, saying, what right do you have taking the taxpayer money? And how many people, how many companies have you lured to come to move into New York? None. They asked Cuomo's administration.
Let's put the cards on the table, though. What's the cost of living in New York, and what's the cost of living in Alabama?
It's a lot higher up here.
Exactly. So, of course, they're going to be able to move to another state and say, okay, we'll get these tax breaks, we'll pay a lower wage, and we're going to come out like fat cats. Now, after that deal is up, South Carolina is going to give them a better deal.
And also because of the gun
Georgia.
Laws. The gun laws came down pretty hard on us up here. This new gun law, the SAFE Act, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they outlawed a lot of the products that are being made by these companies.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even sell them in the state anymore.
You can't even own them. Yeah, but you can't have both. You can't celebrate Giuliani cleaning up the streets and that huge population and getting all the people off the streets with the whole gun law craziness that
but
they went
New
through,
York State
and then now
not,
complain about it. Though. You
all
can't
of New York State
place.
Is not – we're not all New York City up here.
True.
There's 3 to 4 million gun owners in the rest of the state.
Yeah.
So why should we pay the price because of a bunch of retards down in Manhattan?
Hey, man, you guys elected those guys, not me. I'm
no,
just
but,
saying
I know,
you guys
no,
can
I know.
Later.
I know. I know.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
When I said Alabama a while ago, I had no idea if this is Roll Tide. So,
I'm actually in Georgia though. I'm an Alabama football fan, but I'm actually in Georgia though. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Where are you at in Georgia?
I'm on the Decatur side.
Oh, okay. Have you seen a commercial for New York State in Georgia?
No. And honestly, since we're in Georgia, we're more likely to see a conservative side of that argument. We're less likely to see, you know what I mean, whatever the Democratic side would be, because we get mostly conservative radio down here. I actually listen to conservative radio because I like to hear the other side and kind of challenge my own views. So
I do, too.
I listen
to 750 every morning.
Hmm.
Hey, the first time I ever heard of Herman Cain was years and years ago driving through Atlanta, Georgia. He was on the radio.
Yep.
I would be flipping through the channels, and that's where I heard about Herman Cain. And I love the guy. Yeah,
I used to listen to his show, too.
Yeah, he had a great show, and I liked him
like
he was.
7 to 10 at night. And he had to stop doing his show when he started running for president, and that's when that new guy, Eric Erickson, I don't know if any of you guys heard of him, but
yeah,
he's like the new, I want to say Tea Party, I think he got his own property now. He started off with the Tea Party. I think it's called redstate.com or something like that.
That's it.
Yep. That's it? Yep. That's Eric Anderson. Yeah, I want to call it a spinoff of the Tea Party.
Yeah, Herman Cain actually got too popular.
Like a jump in
so
for a sec.
He got so popular that the old establishment Republicans didn't want him. Oh, my bad, Jackie.
I would have voted for him.
Wait a minute, Jackie. Huh? Wait a minute. Someone else just asked to speak, and they were speaking, and then Jackie jumped in. I'm sorry, honey. I'm not sure who it was who said they were speaking.
That would be me. It's when I... George.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Look, I live in an area 80 miles north of New York City, okay? And where I am, okay, I see all of the insanity of the jobs being moved out of this state so much that it's just, it's sickening. What you may not see in Georgia as far as the I Love New York campaign ads trying to entice businesses up from say, down in your neck of the woods, other states where big businesses are the ones probably seeing these ads. And what it comes down to is, if you're not seeing them in your neck of the woods, eventually you will. Because the governor of this state has tried and is still trying to entice every known business to leave where they are, come up here. And what they're doing to do that, what Cuomo is doing, is he's taking from taxpayer money, creating these ads, sending them to various states, and in the offering, he's offering 10 years, count it, 10 years of tax free opportunity. And that's a hell of an inducement to come up to New York, even though New York State is quite literally a very expensive state to live in. The cost of living here is astronomical.
Wait a minute, Jackie. They do the same thing here, too.
Let him finish his statement, please. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, go ahead. Mike.
No, it wasn't Mike.
It was George.
We go again.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
And look, sometimes y'all's voices sound alike. I told you, I remember your voice.
What do I got to do, sit here and do Bugs Bunny in order to get recognized as not being Mike?
Yeah.
Do Bugs.
Now, you say you're in Georgia. Do you remember Georgia?
Wait a minute.
Jackie, he's not done.
Jackie, wait a minute. That George make it. That's George. I'm sorry, George. Go ahead.
I live in New York State. Okay? I live in a town called Poughkeepsie, New York. All right? And I'll tell you something. From my vantage point here, the effects of the governor's policies regarding trying to draw businesses from other states is so blatant. Like Mike was saying, Remington, one of the many big gun manufacturers in the country that was here in New York, is saying adios, arrivederci, sayonara, goodbye, we will not be back, because they can't afford to operate here. Plus, with the gun laws, with the New York Safe Act and the gun laws that are in place, they can't function here. They can't. So literally hundreds of jobs have been lost because of it. And now he's trying to lure other businesses in. Well, if these businesses had any brains, they would see that a big manufacturer like Remington, for example, just said, well, we're not hanging around here. And if they're not hanging around, why should we go to New York? 10 years of tax-free money does not mean we're going to be able to survive in New York State. The cost of living is astronomical. So, again, Georgia may not see these ads, but Los Angeles, Texas, Idaho, Wyoming, you know, various places will see them. And you know what? You know what states they're targeting the most? Predominantly liberal Democrat states. Not
so
okay.
Conservative.
Is he done now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He's not done yet. He's not done yet, Jackie.
No, I'm done. Obviously, I wasn't allowed to finish. So go ahead, Jackie.
Yeah, you are allowed to finish. Please continue. George? Okay, Jackie.
I just heard him say that the jobs left and he's mad because they're campaigning to get the jobs back. That's what he just said. What do you want? What do you want them to do?
The reasons why they left was, you know, one, because of the gun laws. And because
regardless of why, they left, and they're trying to get them back.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's that simple.
Are they not supposed to try and get them back?
Right. I don't even think it's that simple. Go ahead,
George. What I said was, if you're listening, is...
I heard you. You're very redundant.
Wait a minute, Jackie.
You know what?
Jackie,
that's it. I have
Jackie,
had it with
please.
This bullshit. Every
okay,
time I go to say something, she's got to cut me off at the friggin' knees. She's not willing to listen. You know what?
Wait a minute, I heard you, and if you don't know what the word means, redundant means repetitive, and you repeated yourself 2 times. I heard you the first time. It was no need to repeat it again.
Jackie, he's explaining what he was saying. So I was listening, so could I please continue to hear what George was saying? Please continue, George.
No, that's okay, Antoinette. I'm done. I am literally
no,
done.
I was listening. I really wanted to hear it. I truly wanted to hear it. Because I want to make sure I didn't miss something. So please, continue, please.
Well, if I can, I think he was trying to make the case that it was bad policy and that he's only going after Democratic states as far as who he's trying to recruit in here. And he thinks no matter what, the gun laws is what drove Remington out of there. I would say that's probably
gun laws,
oh,
Nash. It wasn't just the gun laws.
Okay,
see,
that's what I was
going to explain was, and obviously, I'm dealing with selective hearing. I said it was also the fact that the cost of living in the state of New York is astronomically high.
Right.
But nobody wants to hear that part of what I said.
No, I was going to address that too. No, that's a good point and a truthful point, and that's part of the biggest reason why I think. You're just going to lose certain business in New York because other states are going to be able to provide cheaper labor and cheaper tax rates. And then to sit on top of it, the whole deal that Cuomo's throwing out there, you said 10 years, no taxes, that's a politician's deal all day, every day. That's bad for the state. If a company does come there and give you 10 years of service but doesn't pay any taxes, the company looks good for a while because they provided some jobs. The politician looks good for a while because he brought a company there. But the state is actually losing money because you got somebody there not paying taxes. So it's a politician's deal through and through. It's a sucker's deal. But as far as them going after Democratic states, I think they would be a little more selective than that. I think they're going after states to where they think they have a chance to poach. You know, poach a company or two to come to their state. I don't think they're looking at it under Democratic or Republican lines. They're just trying to win. You know what I mean? Get a company there and start dealing. But that's a bad deal all the way around.
But did you see the link?
Look good.
Did you see the link that I put in the? I don't know, Jackie. Can you see it? I put your name on it on the link I put in the chat room. This is Mike talking now.
I'm not in the chat room.
Okay, in there I put a link that shows.
Oh, okay, tax-free.
Do you see it in there?
The con job. Yeah, it is.
The pitch is a con job, right. It says right there, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is airing TV ads around the country that offer tax-free status for 10 years.
Right.
Wow.
And this is
that's not really new in New York State. I'm from Buffalo.
Okay, but you told me, you kept saying that you haven't seen it and you didn't know it was nationwide, and I just want to make sure you saw it. He's spending the money nationwide.
Whoever said it, they said that. I said, I have not seen them in Georgia.
Right.
That's what I said. I did not say they wasn't nationwide. I said,
Because they don't have a chance. They don't have a chance of poaching jobs from Georgia, so they're not going to air them in Georgia. This is not a good state to even try that. But this whole idea,
I didn't dispute him what's going on. I just said I haven't seen them in Georgia.
Right.
Yeah, she's right, though. I haven't heard them in Georgia either. And I listen to talk radio a lot, but...
No,
but getting to the point,
Excuse me, Jackie.
Okay, y'all, look. We have 10 minutes left. And I'm going to give everyone 2 minutes to make their closing statements. And we're going to wrap it up.
All
right. Oh, my. Okay, so, Jackie, I'm going to let you go with your 2 minutes first. You were the last one on, so go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the jobs that's leaving, they're redistributing jobs everywhere. Is companies that go from one place, one state, and go to another state for various benefits. When I moved here in Georgia, all the jobs were so-called leaving Georgia. Now they're coming back. I know they're opening up a Porsche. I'm not sure if it's manufacturing. I know it's their headquarters, too. They're opening up here. They just opened up a Kia plant, I think, in South Georgia.
Yep.
So it's a lot of jobs that's coming here. I know in upstate New York, a lot of banks and financial institutions are now building their headquarters in upstate New York. So as far as jobs go, sometimes you just have to go where the jobs are. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's just how it is. You either have to go where the jobs are or you have to get new skills.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. George, you want to make a closing statement?
No.
Okay, well, thank you. Mike?
Well, I've got a question about Georgia. Is Georgia a right-to-work state, or does it have union?
Mm-hmm.
That could have a lot to do with it, too, for a lot of the companies, automotive and everything going down there.
I think it does.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. So these companies are looking for their best interests, and they're going to follow it. And if they get a chance to make more money down there, they're going to go down there. And what's going to happen if New York doesn't learn their lesson, it's going to end up looking like parts of Detroit. I can see that coming up in the future because I know a lot of people that are leaving the state.
Who would ever thought it would have happened to Detroit?
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen.
Wait a minute.
The financial
institutions are really close. Short on time, so I want to make sure I get everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Golf Dogs, I'm going to get to you now, I promise you. Golf Dogs. Golf Dog? Okay, nice.
I guess Golf Dog's out. He left.
Oh, okay. He's still on the line now.
Oh, is he still there?
Yeah. Now, that's 214 is someone else. I thought that was Golf Dog's, but...
Is Ziggy on?
Yes, he is. Ziggy's been quiet the whole day. Ziggy, I'm going to open you up for a minute to see if you want to give a closing remark. Hello, Iggy. If you want to say something, if you don't, I'll just put you back on hold. Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Thank you. Okay, Nas, go ahead, hon.
Yeah, I'll just say that no matter what, if we continue on this policy, the middle class is going to shrink smaller and smaller, and we're just going to be in a situation to where we have states battling each other, trying to go lower than the other state, and I don't know how that, you know, kind of separates us from a third world country at that point. So this is not good policy. These are not good ideas for the American people. It's great for business because they're going to always get the cheapest labor and the best tax rate because they'll move from state to state and kind of pit everybody against each other. So at a certain point, we have to figure out how we get these people in control and how we get the politicians in control and kind of stop this little race to the bottom that we're going through right now. New York is not going to be able to outbid those other places because it costs too much to live, as somebody said earlier. And the idea that they're going to try to give more benefits than poor states, no way that's going to work because they can always go lower. And if you kind of look at it from a big scheme, this is basically a small-scale form of globalization. We lost the jobs to India and China because they could always go lower as far as wages, and now we're doing the same thing from state to state. And if we keep doing that, it's going to be like Jackie was saying. People are just going to have to move from state to state on some kind of grapes of wrath type stuff from back in the Great Depression days where you're chasing the jobs from state to state.
Yep.
And I don't think we really want to live like that.
Or create your own job.
Indeed, that's an answer for us individually on this phone, but I don't think that's an answer, like, you know what I mean, nationally.
Not easy in this economy to open your own business. Not easy.
No, not today.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about 300
really
million people.
Okay,
excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. All right, let's see. Ron Rex.
I'm listening to music. Ron, listening to music.
Okay, Ron, do you want to make a statement?
This is supposed to be a joy.
I may be sweet. He'll put his own stuff back on. Okay, y'all, we're down to 6 minutes. I would like to thank everyone for coming. Wow. Tomorrow night is Friday, so you know what, y'all? Friday night is Ron's night. So, I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. So, thank y'all for coming. And have a good day. And this is Ron's phone. We support tomorrow.
Night, all.
Night.
Night. Have a good night. Thank y'all.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But
Jackie, what side you on?
I got 52 a year. That is my day. I get my money and my woman.
That's all, folks.